From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening and or good morning, as the case may be, across all these many, many time zones stretching from the Hawaiian and Tahitian island chains all the way eastward to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and south into South America, north to the pole, worldwide on the internet. We ought to call it Worldwide AM or something. Good morning, everybody. This is actually Coast to Coast AM, and I'm Art Bell. And tonight we're going to delve into the world of reverse speech. And so prepare yourself. This should be more than just a little interesting, I would say. The man we're going to be interviewing is David John Oates. He is the originator of reverse speech. I know there are a lot of new people with us who have never heard of reverse speech. So we will endeavor in the first segment to tell you what it is, why it is, that sort of thing. And then in the next segment, we'll do reversals on... Well, I wonder how many of you remember when Ray Villard and Don Savage were my guests from NASA. They spent several hours with us. And there have been extensive reversals done on the guys from NASA. And then, of course, there was the mysterious Victor. Victor, who says that he smuggled an alien video, an interrogation video of an alien from Area 51. And he used a voice changer. Remember that? So the mysterious Victor will also be reversed. And now, what is reverse speech and why is it important? Well, if you've never heard David John Oates, you're about to find out. David has a speech impediment himself, has had all his life. That led him into the study of speech in general. And then he kind of stumbled into reverse speech. Not what the Beatles did by putting reverse phrases intentionally into music, but rather utterances of human beings that when reversed tend to, and we'll talk about all this in a moment, tend to be like a great lie detector or a confirmation of that which you are saying forward. It is truly an interesting, if not fascinating, technology that has been now recognized by the U.S. government. We'll talk about that. And we'll find out about the recent fire. Now, I want to tell everybody right off the bat several things. Number one, we've got a studio cam. And you will tonight see a modification of the studio cam. Tonight, you'll be able to see a shot from the front and the rear. In some shots, you will see a front-on picture of me doing the radio program. In other shots, you will see a second camera, which is on automatically sequencing and provides a shot of the studio console that I've got here and the operating position and all the rest of that. So we have made a very serious modification to the studio cam, and I think you'll enjoy it. Provides a little variety. It'll be interesting to see how much detail you're able to make out. So if you want to see me doing the program, not that I would necessarily go watch a radio guy, I'm not sure I would. They are nearly photographic quality images, and they change all the time. And every now and then you're going to catch me doing something probably I ought not be doing. And I'm sure everybody will squirrel and save those away to use for embarrassing me at a later moment, like something said in reverse that you didn't want known. Yeah. So such is life. We're having a lot of fun with this. Anyway, we've got two shots now, and all you've got to do is go on up to the website and log in at www.artbell.com and look for where it says, it'll say, under the new items there, it'll say live studio cam. Maybe it ought to say cams, plural now. Maybe it does, for all I know. All right, to David John Oates in a moment, the KRC. Okay, here is David John Oates. David is in Southern California, right, David?
That is correct. Just north of San Diego.
All right, and there is an example of speech impediment. And since you were a child, you had a stuttering problem. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. When I was a teenager, it was extremely bad. And, as a result, I actually dropped out of high school because I couldn't talk and no one would talk to me. I just left and went out on my own. Yeah, it's gotten better as time goes on, and now it appears with nervousness. You can tell the amount of my nervousness by the extent of my stutter. So
sure.
It's basically disappeared for the most part now, except it's still there.
Well, sure. So it would make sense to me, it really would make sense to me, that you would investigate speech or try and figure out why it is you stuttered. By the way,
yes.
What is the conventional explanation for why people stutter?
Well, it depends. There's many different reasons. I'm actually not an expert on it. I really, I've been concerned with my own unique stutter, which is a hereditary condition. My grandfather stuttered and my father stuttered.
Okay. Well, so genetic.
Right. In the case of my family, it was a malformed muscle on the base of the tongue, and my father had an operation in his early preaching years. Dad was a country minister, and after his first 2 years of giving sermons and stuttering quite severely, he finally went in and got the operation done, and it cured him immediately. I haven't gone that route. I've chosen to use my stutter as a gauge for my self-confidence and the way I'm communicating and my own congruity.
So in other words, you know when you're confident, you know when you feel good.
Right.
Because you're not stuttering.
Correct.
But everybody should know. I mean, come on, folks. I get people who call this radio program, David, and, they get on the air and they freeze instantly. Whoosh. And so coming on the radio is not necessarily one of the less nervous situations in the world.
Right. Well, especially when I first started my broadcast, I was thinking about the millions of people out listening to me, and they would immediately shut me down. But nowadays, I just try to think, well, I'm just talking to you, and I forget the others out there, and then it seems to be okay.
All right. Look, in a nutshell,
yeah.
What is reverse speech?
The theory I'm proposing is that language is twofold, that as the human brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's putting those speech sounds together in such a manner that we are delivering two messages at once. The first one is consciously or forwards, which is how you're speaking to me now.
Right.
And the second message, or reverse speech, is embedded automatically backwards into our normal speech, so that literally if human speech is recorded and played backwards once every 5 or 10 seconds, depends on the emotional content of the conversation, you will hear very clear and grammatically correct sentences that in most cases have a direct relationship to what's being spoken forwards.
So, right, and again, the more emotional the person is.
Correct, and it's extremely predictable in point of fact. In a strong argument situation, you may get reversals once every 2 or 3 seconds. If you've got a public speech where someone's reading a script and they're extremely left brain, there's not much emotion, you will get the once every 30 seconds to a minute.
Hey, David. David.
Yes.
When people fight, really fight, like husbands and wives or bosses and employees or whatever, and they really get into a heated argument. One thing people always say to each other is, well, we were in a fight, and you always say things you don't mean when you get in a fight.
Yes.
What they really mean is, I think, you always say things you do mean when you get in a big fight.
I think that's exactly correct. We exercise a great deal of control over our conscious speech, and when those barriers come down, what we're really feeling comes out. both forwards and backwards. You know, we get far more truthful the more emotionally charged we become.
So
the nature of the human condition.
I just, you know, as you were talking about that, I just happened to think about that. That people will say, well, I always say things I don't mean when I really get angry. It's really not that way at all. Really, things start flying. They do mean, and they come out unintentionally.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. You know, we've grown up as a society to keep our true feelings down. We've been taught since birth that white lies and suppression of the truth is the acceptable manner in which we must communicate, and our whole society has evolved that way. Politicians, for example, I mean, the classic thing is, you know, they will tell what the public wants them to hear.
Stop. An accomplished politician equals, most cases, in my opinion, an accomplished liar.
I think you're exactly correct.
I don't pull any punches. So when they give speeches, and I don't refer just to our president or to any particular politician, although our president is particularly good at it, they are smoothly and slickly lying to us many times, and is that so easily discernible by the process of reverse speech?
There's two answers to that question. Yes, it is. I've got some classics on politicians lying. However, you have the disadvantage of the fact that they are frequently reading from a script and are very left brain in their approach, and so consequently the reversals drop off. I would love to get some of these politicians off camera when the lights aren't on them, and then, man, you could have a field day, you know. But what we hear on the media is a smooth presentation, which by its very nature reduces the number of reversals that you'll find. And particularly recently, for some reason, Bill Clinton's been producing far fewer reversals than what he did in his early years. And
I know why. It's because he's not facing re-election.
Oh, right, okay.
In other words, he doesn't have to tell us things that we want to hear as frequently,
right,
which means that he doesn't have to lie as much.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about that, but that's an interesting thought.
Yes. Anyway, all right. So reverse speech has been recognized by the government in a way. In what way is that?
It's been approved by the United States Department of Labor as a certified occupation. We have our own occupational code. I'm a certified instructor for speech pathology in the state of California, and so I conduct my own classes and training programs. I train psychologists and private investigators, and we have actually started our own field. In effect, I've created a whole new occupational category called reverse speech analyst. And so people go through my training program and they get certified by me, and it's a recognized occupation. Now, that doesn't mean they recognize the validity of the science, but they recognize its occupational status.
All right. Well, in a way, one would seem to suggest the other. I mean, why would they recognize as a valid occupation something that is not valid?
A good question. I guess I'm just trying to reform the distinction between an occupation and a certified science. I don't want to come out and say the United States government recognizes this as a science, because that is not what the Department of Labor certification is. But yes, you're quite right. We in our proposal, we put forward a mountain of facts, and they went through and accepted it. I was actually quite stunned, quite frankly, when I got the acceptance. But yeah, it means that we do have some recognition.
Good.
As does the state of California recognize me as an instructor of language pathology.
Uh-huh.
We have a university in Australia currently, the Monash University out of Melbourne, Australia, who have just in the last couple of months begun the first field studies, or the first official studies, where they are trying to replicate my very early experiment. So we are now, so I've actually finally started the long process for official academic acceptance of this as a brand new science.
It is also a very dangerous science for those who are being reversed and for those who do the reversing. And by that I mean everybody knows there was a fire.
Correct.
Reverse Speech headquarters was...
burned to the ground.
Burned to the ground.
Yes, it was.
Under what you continue to feel are completely suspicious circumstances.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely suspicious circumstances. There is no doubt in any of our minds that this was arson. We've since had two independent arson investigators out at the scene who can pinpoint the source of the blaze, where it began, and they're absolutely convinced it's arson. Now, in addition to that, I actually have the first 20 minutes of the house fire on audio tape. I was in session with a client at the time, and we had, and whenever I'm doing my sessions, you know, obviously I'm recording them, and I'll play you a couple of sections on that tape. But the most amazing thing is I didn't find this tape for 3 weeks after the fire. We were just cleaning off some of the equipment that still survived, and there was my tape. And when you run the tape, once everyone is out of the house and before the fire department comes, there is people, well, at least one person in the house, rummaging through drawers and filing cabinets. You can hear filing cabinets, drawers open, and papers being shuffled. And then at one stage, about 15 minutes into the blaze...
Wait a minute. Let me stop you. There should have been nobody in the house. Is that correct?
That is correct. There should have been nobody in the house at all. But there is definitely at least one person in the house. You can actually hear him talking. He shouts out at the height of the blaze to someone else, "You better get out." And I'll play that on the air because I would like to.
Oh, we certainly will. But I'm curious. Now, the official investigators of this fire...
Yes.
How can they ignore this further evidence that there were people in the house that should not be?
That's exactly my question, too. We have a team of private investigators working on this now. I've hired an attorney, and the two are working together to force an official investigation. Personally, the whole thing smells from top to bottom. We still do not have the 911 tapes, which, and this is 2 months after the fire, despite our many requests. We've got the fire logs down. They claim they are on scene within 10 minutes, yet everyone who was there clocked them at being 45 minutes before they came on scene. So there's falsification of logs. They refuse to take a chemical analysis test, which is a standard procedure where arson is suspected, and they refuse to conduct an investigation.
All right, well, see, all that has to imply conspiracy, that you feel there is a conspiracy.
I have finally come to the conclusion about the last 2 weeks that is indeed what has happened. I didn't want to believe that, but it's, I mean, even down to the fact that...
David, did they want you burned out, or did they want you dead?
I don't know how to answer that question. They certainly wanted to stop reverse speech, and that was the intent of the fire. But if anyone knows me and knows Aussies, you know, you punch me and I just come back fighting harder.
All right, come back you shall in a moment. We'll take a break here at the bottom of the hour. You've always got to wonder about that. What were they trying to do? He was, after all, in the structure at the time. I'm Art Bell, and this is CBC.
On the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. That's 702-727-1295. First-time callers can reach Art Bell at 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Now, here again, Art Bell.
Well, good morning. My guest is David John Oates, and what you have ahead, oh, what a treat you have ahead. So stay right where you are. Reverse Speech Night, NASA, Victor, coming up. A couple of items that I would consider quickening items. Severe weather in Metro Denver. Denver? Two tornadoes touched down in Boulder, Colorado at about 2 p.m. Mountain Time, causing some damage to a couple of homes. In absolutely incredible, where we're beginning to have some of this weather. Local forecasters are looking for a repeat over the weekend. CDC officials fear an outbreak of hantavirus in the Four Corners area again. According to CBS News, CDC officials are expecting a possible hantavirus outbreak again this year because heavier than normal rain fell in the region. On a related note, according to KUSA Television, Denver, a Denver woman is now recovering after losing one arm and a leg to the flesh-eating virus, Strep A. It begins with flu-like symptoms. One last thing. A 12-year-old boy in the northeastern U.S. was taken into custody after he hacked his way into the NASA website on at least two occasions and rewrote the page to read something like, "Stop the cover-up. It's our money. Do what we tell you. Tell us the truth." FBI says charges are pending. So we'll find out about that. All of that relating, well, most of it anyway, to what I call the quickening. And that is a process of acceleration in the world that I have written about in my book called The Quickening. Now, we're coming down the home stretch on the second printing and on my signing books. So I'm telling you right now, if you want an autographed copy of The Quickening, you must not wait any longer. It's like the little rattlesnake warning. Don't wait. If you've been procrastinating, they will ship them immediately. They have them in stock, and I'll tell you when that is no longer the case. So you can get a first edition autographed copy if you call now, 1-800-864-7991. That's 1-800-864-7991. Now, let's see. Here is here's David once again. David, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, good. David, let's see. What would you think is proper to begin with in terms of trying to give people sort of a beginning idea, those who have not heard it, what reverse speech is?
Okay. Well, you know, I did have the fire tape queued up, but let's go before that. This is a classic example of what reverse speech is. This is a
good
segment taken 10 years ago when I first began my work. And I'm saying forwards, I've been suddenly thrust into this role where people come to me and say, "David, I want to know what's going inside my head." Here we go. Been suddenly struck into this role where I have people coming to me and saying, "David, I want to know what's going on inside my head," and I think, "Bloody hell, you're asking me. All I do is play tape backwards, you know."
Right.
And
I'm starting to get it.
And where I say forwards, all I do is play tape backwards. And when you play that section backwards, and in reverse, I'm saying, "Look at that, all I am inside." And there's a little bit of difference between the "look at that" and the "all I am inside." So here we go.
"Look at that, all I am inside."
And I think you can hear that fairly clearly.
Quite clear, yes.
And I'll do that once more.
"Look at that, all I am inside."
And that's a classic example of reverse speech. What happens when we play tape backwards? We see all that we are inside, which is everything that reverse speech is. And it's what we are thinking and feeling at the time of speaking. Here's another example. This is me in a conversation with a man who later became a good friend of mine, and we're talking forwards. He's going to give me some photographs that he has taken.
Okay.
I was hoping to grab one. I have it there. I'll give it to you. And
backwards he says, "Pleased to be your friend."
Pleased to be my friend. Pleased to be my friend.
And I think that one's fairly clear, too.
Very clear. Pleased to be your friend. Somebody writes, David, every man says, I do at his marriage. Have you ever tried reversing that?
No, I have not. But what an interesting question. And that actually brings up a very funny story. And my marriage, which I'm now divorced from, my father married us at, actually. I taped the wedding. And I don't have this example on tape. It would be a great one to play. I taped the wedding and had a very clear reversal on my dad that said, this marriage won't work. And that was the attitude of my dad as he married us, and he was absolutely correct. So anyway,
your dad married you?
Correct.
Your dad married you, and in reverse, he said this marriage won't work.
This marriage will not work, which brings up a whole bunch of questions about what effect does the minister or the pastor have on the wedding? You know, and I wish I had that one to play, but I don't. Let me move on and just play another. I just want to play one controversial example, and then I'm going to move on to the fire tape. And,
all right.
I actually got legal advice before I played this one. I'm just going to play it and present it. There's the well-known case from the Ramseys that's currently before the media now. And this is Patsy Ramsey on CNN. And I'm just going to run it forwards and backwards.
All right.
We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in.
Okay. She says there's at least two people who know the killer and someone who that person may have confided in. And backwards, we hear her say, I am that person. And then there's one more reversal. She says, seen that rape.
Seen that rape.
Yeah, and... she's clearly said, seen that rape.
Correct. The implications of that one are fairly obvious. I don't need to elaborate on it. Let me just do one more on Patsy Ramsey, and then we'll move off of this on to a different topic. And this is right at the very beginning of her press conference where she introduces herself. And see, this is the implications of reverse speech. Once every 10 or 15 seconds, as clear as these ones I'm playing you now, the unconscious mind is putting out very clear and precise phrases that are what we are thinking and feeling at the time of speaking. And back where she says, and I planned the note. A little bit faint, but...
No, you know, I don't like the slower versions. Now, that's just because I guess I've heard so much of it, but I really more clearly hear the regular speed version.
Right. Well, you're getting an ear for it, too. And, we'll just keep it down to two speeds, I think, especially when we get on to the NASA reverse. I've got so many to get through, and I just find it fascinating about what you said on the break about the hacker getting in and saying, NASA, reveal the truth, because that's what will happen in very short time.
Oh, my. All right. Let us, for the sake of the new audience, give them a couple of classics. Neil Armstrong, for example.
Okay, Neil Armstrong's my favorite example. It was actually the very first reversal I ever found in the human speech back in 1984, and this one actually got me started on my career. And here we go with the forward section right now. Whoops, it's... Okay, we'll try this one more time. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's one small step for man... One giant leap for mankind.
And we play it in reverse, and he is saying backwards, man will spacewalk.
Man will spacewalk. Man will spacewalk.
And I'll just run it forward and immediately reverse.
It's one small step for man. Man will spacewalk.
And that's always been my favorite example because it
very
was
clear.
The very first example I found in speech.
Very clear. And you once told me that he did not say, exactly what he had planned to say when he hit the moon.
That is correct. He had prepared lines. He was supposed to say, that's one small step for a man, but he left out the A and said, that's one small step for man instead. And one of the my theories surrounding reverse speech is that the reversals occur in the pauses and mispronunciations of speech. And if you ever listen to someone talk for any long period of time, you'll hear their speech is full of pauses and stutters and tonal shifts. And my entire theory states that this is these very inconsistencies of speech that allow speech reversals to occur.
All right, look, let's change our plans a little bit. I want to do the fire reversals, or the fire tape, I guess it is, after midnight. Let's continue to give everybody an idea of what it's about. And so give me a couple of classic baby reverse speeches, and then give me some of the newer baby reverse speeches that you've got. Now, everybody should know that children, apparently before they can talk at all in a forward direction, produce reverse speech that is coherent, that really says something. This will amaze you. Listen very, very carefully. Give me a few of the classics first.
Okay, this is an example where I just moved my daughter from one room to another. And that little sound, me, ma, ma, da, reverses to, I now come here.
Oh, God, I love that. We're going to have to do that again from the beginning. This, folks, is baby gibberish, goo-goo-boo-boo type thing. And you wouldn't think it would mean anything, but what this suggests, I suppose, is that children are able to express thoughts in reverse, in intelligent speech, before they can speak coherently in the forward direction.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
What does that suggest, by the way, about the brain to you?
Oh, well, I think the brain is operating brain is constructing speech backwards, obviously, before it does forwards, but it shows that the human brain is far more complex than what we've ever dreamed of. I think intelligence functions are beginning from a very, very early age. And, I mean, when you just consider the mental contortions necessary to form language both forwards and backwards, it just gives you some idea of the power of the human mind. And
all right, do that one again.
Okay, here it is, forwards. And backwards, I now come here.
That is so clear.
Oh yeah, these things are just amazing, and it's interesting because children's reversals are actually the clearest ones of all. And as we get older, the clarity drops off.
Why do you think that is?
I really don't know why. I actually personally believe that reverse speech is a primary form of communication. And when we're young and innocent, we have not yet been corrupted. And as we get older, we learn to adopt the ways of the world, and the forward speech begins, and the conscious mind begins to function, and that suppresses the unconscious mind, which is where reverse speech is coming from.
All right, everybody should know this is done with a regular old tape recorder, just running forward, recording something, and then at the same speed, reversing it. I have a question for you, David.
Yes.
Over the years, has your ear become good enough that you can actually know when a reverse speech would be the right word.
Right there, one.
When it has occurred. In other words, as you listen to somebody forward.
Yes, I've pretty much become accustomed to it. I can certainly recognize where they are occurring. I've learned to, I think my intuition has become far sharper over the years, and you can recognize the tonality, the different tonal shifts, and what one tone means as opposed to another. And I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and there are instances of people under deep hypnosis where you can actually actually program the mind for them to hear reversals on a conscious level, and to actually hear them as they are occurring in speech, and then you're getting very close to real mind reading.
All right. Well, kids say the darndest thing backwards. Darndest stuff. So you remember the one where you had the recorder in front of your child's face?
Oh, okay. You want that one.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah, sure. Okay, we'll just get that up. And, yeah, the deal was I was chasing her around the room with the tape player, and she suddenly reached out for it, and she saw it and reached out to grab it. Classic baby sound, and backwards she says, "What's that?" Very clear.
What's that?
And let me run it forwards and backwards, and listen to the forward sound. She says, "Aga." But when you reverse it, where has the G gone? It's when you're running tapes in reverse, the whole phonetic structure changes altogether, and you can't look at a written text and look at the letters and say, well, that's what it's going to sound back. It would say backwards just by what the forwards is.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything you would put in front of a baby's face, that's exactly what they would think. What's that?
Absolutely correct.
Baby wonder, you know, at the world. And then there is another, which I can't recall, my favorite, one of my favorites.
Probably the one where she's in the bath.
That's it.
She mentions my name. Okay, we'll pull that one up too. She's in the bath, she's trying to reach out and pick up a cup, and she can't do it, so she reaches out to me for help. And backwards she says, "David, help me." And the interesting thing is she actually mentions my name, and that's one of the great things about reverse speech is you get names of people and places and towns in reverse, which is fantastic for finding out information. It just leaves the lie detector for dead.
Yes.
So here we go. "David, help me."
I have always heard in that, "David, help me," something David. Again, I hear a second David.
Ah, well, you know what? I actually cut it off before I go that far. Let's have a listen again. Well, where did you hear that? Right at the end?
Right at the end. It wasn't a full David, but
It
sounded like another David to me.
Okay, I can hear what you're hearing, yeah. I wouldn't document that. I have very strict protocols for what is a genuine reversal and what is not. In my classes, I tell all my students to make sure that every letter is there, every syllable is there, every vowel sound is there.
Okay.
One of the criticisms thrown at reverse speech is that, well, you're just imagining or projecting into the gibberish. And so I have such very strict requirements.
Well, when we get into adult reverse speech, though, that theory gets blown away, because consistently, and everybody's got to think about this, the reversals are trailing along with the content of what is being said forward. In other words, they are revealing either of the truth or a lie, but in some way it relates to what's being said forward. That cannot be an accident.
That is correct. There's just no way. You know, I'm communicating with a chap by email right now, and this man's been studying reverse phonology, would you believe, for quite some time. And one of the arguments he's throwing back at me is this is coincidence. And then I say to that, well, what are the odds on this? I mean, you look at this. You've got intelligent, grammatically correct sentences occurring every 10 seconds of speech that have direct relationship to the forward dialogue. I mean, you know, there's no way you can say that's a coincidence.
All right, David. Hang tough. We're going to come back to you after the top of the hour. You've got a good portion of time to relax. I've got a little bit of work to do here. And then when we come back, look out, because there's some pretty heavy stuff coming. NASA, Victor, and more. Have you seen the video of that horrible little twister off the coast of Miami? Twisters in Denver. Floods in the Northwest. Floods everywhere. Weather weird. Increasingly violent. A bad hurricane season coming. Any of that, civil unrest, any reason you could imagine, is a good reason to have food on hand. And I'm not talking about just any food, not your grandfather's sea rations, but a full year of stored food from Golden Eagle Enterprises, and we're talking about wholesome canned grains and veggies, tasty gourmet entrees, soups, fruits, all oxygen-absorbed, packed in strong enameled metal cans to ensure a 10-year-plus shelf life, probably much longer. Nothing can get inside. Once you've got it, you'll feel safe. You'll feel safe for your family. And you should put it, of course, in a place where others will not take it away from you. Golden Eagle is the company you want to call. The number is 1-800-447-7911. That's 1-800-447-7911. And now, arthritis, if you have it, you know, you are in deep.
Toll-free, west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. 1-800-825-5033. This is the CBC Radio Network.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be here. I'm Art Bell. David John Oates is my guest. He is the originator and the master of reverse speech. That's said by the brain that is captured on tape in the forward direction, revealed in an eerie kind of way many times, in reverse, but quite legible. You be the judge. What you're about to hear as we proceed in this hour is I had guests Ray Villard and Don Savage from NASA. Now, David has spent hours poring over those tapes and as well the tapes of Victor. Both of them he describes as extremely interesting and controversial. And so I have not heard them. I'll tell you right up front, I have not heard them. So I'll be hearing them with you in a moment.
277, and we'll send you a complimentary package. This winter's record cold forced refineries to produce heating oil too long. They should have started producing unleaded gasoline months ago to meet the summer demand. Find out why this and many other factors can drive up the price of gasoline and give your $5,000 investment a profit potential of $20,000. Call today, 1-800-797-3277.
Well, all right. Back in a moment to David John Oates. I want to tell you again, my book, The Quickening, is selling out. Second printing is selling out, selling out, selling out. I'm telling you, don't wait. If you want a first edition copy of The Quickening, autographed, you can still get it. But at the rate it's going, don't wait. Do not wait. The number to call is 1-800-864-7991. That's 1-800-864-7991. Now, we have described it to you before, but there was a fire at reverse speech. To be frank, the building was burned to the ground. And David later discovered, interestingly, a tape that was running while the fire was burning. And, David, I'll let you tell them about it. Let's go to that and find out exactly what occurred. What was on that tape that surprised you?
Well, what surprised me primarily was the fact that after everyone was out of the house, there was at least one person, probably two people, still in the house, ruffling through filing cabinets, opening drawers. And the amazing thing is, I don't know how they were in there unless they were wearing fire-breathing equipment, because you know, within 3 minutes, anyone in there would have choked. But they were in there for 15 minutes. So I want to play just one section of that. But before I do that, I want to play probably what is one of the most stunning reversals I have found in my career, and that is right at the time the fire broke out. And I'm going to play this tape now. You'll hear me in session with a client, and then my secretary suddenly runs into the room and says, "David, the house is on fire." Okay, now, when we run that in reverse, I mean, you can hear the emotion in her voice.
It's yes.
Extremely obvious. And when you run that backwards, she says, "The house is on fire, our house is on fire." Almost exactly the same thing backwards as forwards.
Anyway. Oh, my God, that's perfectly clear, David.
Perfectly clear. And I'll play it again, and you'll hear me say, "No, no." Amazing reversal.
And my.
Yeah, I'll just run it forwards and backwards. Here it is, forwards.
What?
And backwards. Stunning reversal. And obviously she wasn't lying.
Obviously.
Our house is on fire. She was trying to communicate that as best as she could. Now, I'm just going to play one other section. A lot of the filing cabinets being shuffled is very difficult to hear, primarily because...
Just before you play it, I've got a piece of email here I want to read you. It says, "Dear Art, get real. How can there really be words in reverse? Does this mean that everything that I was taught about music when I was little is true? I want to believe. I can hear it, but I can't believe it. Keep up the good work, Art." So how do you answer him?
Well, I answer that very simply. It's the fact that the brain is capable of reversing functions is well documented. Dyslexia, for example, is a condition where the brain reverses the sounds of words. Sight is reversed by the lenses of the eyes before it's processed by the human mind. What I'm saying is not out of keeping with many accepted theories of the way the human mind functions. All one has to do is just look at the evidence I have compiled. And it's like when any new discovery comes into our society, it takes us by surprise, like
sure.
The world is round or man can fly. We're just not conditioned to it. But I don't know how anyone, once they've heard the examples and looked at my 14 years of research, can even possibly deny this.
Okay, I'm also getting a raft of requests for you to repeat the Ramsey reversals.
Ah, very controversial ones. I've got a whole bunch of them. Incidentally, anyone can go to my website at www.reversespeech.com. That's www.reversespeech.com. I have the entire Ramsey transcript there, and plus the NASA reversal that I'll be playing very soon. Also, you can call my office at 1-800-669-5789.
All right.
To get a copy of any of these tapes or my book that goes into all of these details. So, all right, let's put some of those Ramsey ones up again.
All right, please.
This is the first one I played, and it's in her CNN interview as she's saying, she's looking for people who knew who did the crime.
"We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this, and that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in."
And backwards, "I am that person."
One, if there is it.
And again,
and
then she says, "Seen that rape."
Seen that rape.
Fairly clear and fairly obvious reversal. And here's the one where she, the other one I played, where she says in reverse, "I planned the note." And I'm just fully excusing at the slight delay. It just takes a little while in putting these files up.
David's got a faster computer. In fact, you're ahead of me. You've got 200 megahertz now, don't you?
Right. Well, actually, I was forced into that because 2 weeks after the fire, we had a hacker get into my system and got all my records and files. And,
oh, boy.
And I just decided to go full bore, and I've got firewalls on there and all sorts of things, and now I can get into it now.
I'm Cassie
Ramsey from Atlanta. And backwards, I planned the note. There you go. And that's that one. And there's a whole bunch of them. And you can go and listen to them all on my website. Actually, let me just play one more. This is on John Ramsey. This reversal actually sent chills down my spine. He just finished talking forwards about a little girl who he was corresponding with about the death of John Bonet. One of the things about reverse speech is that what we say in forward speech will frequently prompt reversals immediately after, revealing unconscious patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps differently than you would expect in believing that there really is a lot of goodness in the world. And that's been an outcome that I think we certainly wouldn't have anticipated with this kind of...
And backwards, he says, Nice little girl, let me look, let me nurse you. You get down on my fire. And there's a little bit of difference before the nice little girl and let me look.
Right.
Nice little girl, let me look, let me nurse you. You get down on my fire.
All right, let's hear it.
Nice little girl, let me look, let me nurse you. You get down on my fire.
Yeah, I heard it.
Nice little girl, let me look, let me nurse you. You get down on my fire.
Extremely clear reversal.
Yes, it is.
And as I say, once every 10 seconds of speech, I keep on saying that over and over again, but it's just the reality of the situation. And I personally believe that once this technology is accepted, it will cause monumental shockwaves through our society, because it means that the human mind is no longer private, and all the secrets that we have been trying to find for decades, certainly ever since the tape recorder has been invented, is now available for anyone to come and hear.
Well, David, are you surprised that they tried to burn you out?
I'm not anymore. No, I really wasn't. Well, I was surprised at the time. I mean, I came to America very naive, I must admit. I kind of figured everyone will be thrilled to bits about this. But I've begun to see that that people have a strong invested interest on keeping their secrets hidden. And any technology that reveals that has got to be extremely threatening to the power structures.
Mm.
But I can't see how our society can survive unless we come to a state of truth and honesty and congruity. But, you know, maybe that's just my naivety.
Well, I want you to be safe, and I'm not sure you're safe doing this. I'm really not sure you're safe doing this. And, I mean, that's obvious as a result of the fire, but...
Right, that is obvious. I'm aware of that. You know, and quite frankly, I need help. I get a lot of people who support me and emails continuously wishing me luck and keeping me going, but I need more than that. If people want this technology to survive and to last, people have got to get trained. People have got to start using it and rally around. And this is just such an incredible technology. The implications of it are just world-shattering, you know. And we have correspondence courses available if people want to get in to this and learn it for themselves. See, the more people who do this and the more public I become, the safer I think I become. And I think we've already reached that stage now where there's enough people who can use this technology. I'm known well enough.
Yeah, but David, you had been on my program, Nationwide Exposure, I don't know what, two or three times at least prior to the fire.
Yes, well, yeah, I had been several times.
And they're aware you're doing... what do you think are the most dangerous reversals you do? Political reversals?
Oh, it's just hard to tell. I think they're all dangerous, you know. I mean, I was certainly, you know, the ones I did on O.J. Simpson got me some flack. You know,
I know one I want you to play for me.
Yeah.
Clinton. Clinton and the Kiss.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can find that. And once we do that, I will start to play the reversals that will also get me into trouble, and that's the one on NASA.
No, I know.
These reversals are going to blow you out, quite frankly. I've just been so excited and hyped up waiting to play these ones.
I know, they're dying too, so they're probably all sitting out there saying, come on, get to it, damn it.
Okay, we'll do the Clinton Kiss. He's been asked a question by someone about how does he avoid being compromised in office.
Give you money or give you services in your campaigns?
Well, I try to articulate my positions as clearly as possible, tell people what I stand for, and let them decide whether they're going to support me or not.
And where he says, I like to articulate my position as clearly as possible. I'll just play that section.
Well, I try to articulate my positions as clearly as possible.
And backwards, she's a nice girl. Oh, no, she's a fun girl to kiss.
She's a fun girl to kiss.
It's amazing.
I'm telling you, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I know. You always ask me for that.
That's why I'm wondering what category would be the most dangerous. In murder cases, obviously, you're running a risk.
Well, you know, there's reversals I won't play on the air, quite frankly, because they're just too hot. But, like, you know, what's really going on in the Republican Party? What's their ulterior motives? We found some reversals in class last year on Newt Gingrich that turned all of us green. And
really?
Had a couple of students leave. They couldn't continue doing reverse speech anymore because it was just too strong. These people were very strong Republicans.
Too hard to handle. No, I understand. I understand.
I've been doing this for 14 years, and you know, some of the things that I find, I have difficulty believing myself because we've just been programmed to, we are presented with an image of how our society is, and we've been brought up with that from birth. But what we see on the surface is just an inkling of what's really going on underneath, and the power players and the political backdoor negotiations, and that's probably the most dangerous stuff, and that stuff I haven't played publicly at all.
All right, I'm only a very casual listener to all of this, neophyte with all of this, but I'm getting a little better, and what I've started to learn is reverse speech seems to occur in pauses and in little sounds that almost don't make sense going forward, injected with what does make sense, kind of little glitchy areas of a conversation. Does that...
Well, that's certainly where they occur the most, yeah.
All right, the reason I ask that question is because with your speech impediment, when you stutter... Well, how does that come out in reverse?
Well, a very good question, because my actual stutter itself does not contain reversals. My natural, you know, the normal stutters I have every day do, but when I actually get into my stutter that's caused by the physical problem on my tongue, there are no reversals on that, and I do not know why that is so.
Hmm.
So there you go.
All right, I had to ask.
I'm sure. Okay. Well, where should we go? Move on to NASA? Are we ready to do that? No. Okay.
No, after the bottom of the hour, I...
All right. Well, let me do some new one on kids.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got some new ones people have never heard on children.
Yeah, these are some great ones. And the ones I'm playing to you were found by the students in my latest class. So these were found, I put out in homework for people to find reversals on kids. So these were found by brand new grads, by brand new reverse speech students.
You seem known by
me. No. We are going to say.
And backwards it says, our mommy's sweet.
Abnormally sweet.
Aww.
Abnormally sweet.
Isn't that cute?
Oh, that's cute and very clear.
Yeah.
Very, very, very clear.
Yeah, just a wonderful reversal. And here's another one coming up. This is on the same kid. In this one, he's talking about his dad, but not what you would expect. And we're going to run that forward now. And backwards he says, we need dad home. We's very quick.
David,
yes.
I've got to ask again, because here it is again. I just don't understand this. That when you do babies, when you do children, We get this eerie, ethereal, weird sound that comes from it that just, and people are going to suggest that the ethereal sound comes from the fact that you're in a bathroom, you're getting an echo, but it just ain't so, because I've heard you do adults in echoey rooms,
right,
and you don't get that same sound.
It's just something about the language construction of kids that I don't understand myself, and hopefully when the academic community finally begin to take my work seriously, they'll be able to come up with an answer for that very thing, you know. So, here's one that someone emailed me, and I actually just got this one this week, and it's a kid who's getting his diaper changed.
Okay.
I think that's why his pants are falling down. Here, Ben, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
And where the baby says a diaper in this...
Oh.
Well, actually, that was the forwards a diaper, and backwards it helped me out.
Oh, David.
Isn't that amazing?
That's so amazing. I want to hear it again. Do it again.
Okay, here it is, forwards and backwards. A diaper followed by help me out.
A diaper.
And backwards.
Oh, that is so clear.
Isn't that amazing? Your little kid wants his diaper changed. Here it is. Amazing.
Help me out. If that doesn't rock people back in their chair, then they're just not listening, David.
Oh, I know.
That's awesome. Are there more children? Do you have more children?
Oh, yeah. I've got a few more here.
All right. Then we'll do those. Then we'll do NASA. It always pays to keep them hanging, David.
Oh, as you can hear, I'm on the edge of my seat to play these ones, too.
I know you are. Everybody hold tight. This is CBC.
Taking calls on the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. That's 702-727-1295. First-time callers can reach Art Bell at 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Now, here again, Art Bell.
Here's somebody who sent me an email saying, if the end is coming, of what possible value or interest would an autographed copy of your book be? It is a point well taken, actually. Except that no man shall know the day, and that includes me. So, you never know. You never know. You can get an autographed copy of The Quickening for however long that value lasts by calling 1-800-864-7991. 1-800-864-7991. Lots of people with a sense of humor out there. David?
That's hilarious.
It really is true when you think about it. Accept that. For whatever time's left, why, you never know. It may become valuable, or maybe it'll be worth nothing.
Yeah, well, just to hold it in your hand, it'd be worth it, I would think.
Anyway, all right, we've got a couple of more kids, and then it's off to NASA.
Okay. We're rolling. And this one is actually 3 months of age, and I used to say your children start at 4 months, but this sort of breaks that theory, and backwards you'll hear a little bit of gibberish, and right at the end the kid says, hello.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, let me just do that again. The gibberish and then the hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that's amazing. Yeah. That's absolutely amazing. And that's at 3 months.
That's at 3 months of age. And previously I hadn't found anything till 4 months of age. So that kind of throws my theory on the head.
Well, to use my favorite expression, yikes.
Yeah, right. Okay, and here's another one. This is the same kid who had the diaper problem. And I think, I actually don't know the circumstance behind this, but I presume his pants weren't staying up because something broke or something.
I'm that way, baby.
You are?
I'm that way, baby.
Yeah, you're a very, you're a not crying baby. You're a happy baby. Your baby's pants are
going to
stay up.
That's pretty good forward, actually.
Oh, yeah. But backwards, he says, it broke, Mom. It broke, Mommy.
It broke, Mommy. It broke, Mommy.
Hear that?
It broke, Mommy.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
So there you go.
Those are wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I love kids. You know, and people are finding these just on the simple reversing machines that we have at our office. So, you know, if anyone wants to get into their kids, I can't think of a better way, quite frankly.
To learn what your child is thinking even before it says so forward. And, you know, I wonder if in all cases that would be good.
Well, obviously my whole approach is we must find and understand the truth and become congruent, because we have been shutting ourselves off from what's going on both with our kids and our friends and our society for too long. We must change.
Yes.
That's my message. If I had a message, that's the message. At the time, the truth is here. We cannot grow and advance as a society. Our kids cannot grow to become healthy individual beings unless we can see what's happening as they begin to grow up.
Yes.
You know? Certainly, that's what I've done with my kids. I've, you know, been analyzing them since they were born. So. Okay.
Are you ready?
I am more than ready for this. I've got to tell you, these NASA tapes were some of the most amazing. It was the most incredible experience I had doing this, and I'd like to thank my current class of students, because they were heavily involved in all of this. We actually did this as a group project this weekend. They were involved particularly in the section around the face of Mars, which I'll get on to as we move along.
And I guess as background, everybody should understand that for years now, I have been interviewing Richard Hoagland and others who have talked about the face on Mars, the missions to Mars, NASA generally. And finally, NASA sent me a letter and requested to come on the program with two of their public relations people, one for the Hubble telescope and one for NASA itself. The two gentlemen, Ray Villard and Don Savage, spent 3 hours on the air with me, and we asked them some very, I would say, fair but difficult questions based on these years that we've been doing shows that accuse NASA of a cover-up and all the rest of it. And so they were responding to all of that. And, of course, we taped it. And, of course, we sent David good quality tapes of that interview. And so what you're about to hear is the result of the backwards speech research on NASA.
Okay, now I've got a lot of reversals to get through, so we're going to move through these fairly fast.
Sure.
I presume that one of the chaps, Ray, was a little bit more than the public relations officer by his very first reversal.
We're run by a consortium of universities, and we're based at the Johns Hopkins University. And the primary goal of my office is to put out the latest findings from Hubble that are...
And backwards, he says, I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord.
And I think that one's fairly clear.
I am the Lord, yes.
I am the Lord, which tells us he's a little bit more than just a public relations officer. So they sent you some heavy guns. And then this next reversal really sets the theme for the entire NASA transcript.
The selection on who gets to use Hubble is made by committees, peer-reviewed committees of other astronomers who come to Baltimore, meet at the Institute. They sort through the proposals, make their recommendations to our director.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like to know what proposals they're really sorting through, because this reversal says, what's locked up with their starship? This needs to be known.
What's locked up with their starship? This needs to be known.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That,
sorry?
I said, oh, my God. I'm sorry to keep interrupting. I can't help the reaction. That was so clear.
You wait till I get to the ones around the face on Mars. But what's locked up with their starship, this needs to be known. No kidding.
What's locked up with their starship, this needs to be known.
All right, that's clear, but just give it to me at regular reverse speed.
Okay, here we go.
God, that's clear.
Yeah, exceptionally clear.
Oh, my goodness, that's clear. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this points out, if you are in doubt or sitting out there going, what a bunch of BS, you better keep listening to the congruence between forward and reverse speech. In other words, you would expect if it was a 100 monkey theory that you might get legible things in reverse, but they would not relate to what's being said forward. And again, here we have a tremendous example of congruence in both directions, if not consistency.
Correct. And I want to point out there that the guy's asking a question, and a lot of these reversals in here are questions. They know a whole bunch of stuff, and they are wanting answers to these. So let's move right along.
That's millions of miles away. If you do a little geometry, you figure out that that's way below even Hubble's resolution limits, and Hubble never truly resolved the nucleus.
Okay, and this reversal says they've known the shield was up. I'm not too sure what that means, but they've known the shield was up. And again? And you like it at normal speed.
So yes.
Just do it again at normal speed.
There
we go. And there's that one. Now, this next one is, had all the class's jaws dropping wide open. They're talking about Venus, okay? And I wasn't going to play this one till the end, but I'm in the flow, so we'll just play it.
Oh, you do it the way you want.
We did this only once before as an experiment. We looked at Venus, which, of course, is very close to the sun, and it just wasn't deemed that important. And also, as had been alluded to,
now, I don't pretend to know what this one means. It's had my head spinning. It says in reverse, there's ships in Eden, buildings and Americans there. Did you hear that?
Of course I heard it.
I know. What on earth? Then there's another one that says, don't mess Eden. Absolutely correct. And he's talking about Venus. Let me do that. The first one once more time. There's ships in Eden, buildings and Americans there.
Oh, God, that's clear.
Yes, it is. I want to know what's going on Venus, quite frankly. I didn't think we had anything going on there. I don't pretend to have the answers on some of these. We'll talk more as time goes on. Here he is. They're talking about you ask him, are Hubble's pictures deliberately degraded?
I can't imagine any reason why one would want to go out of their way to do that. These pictures are worked on very hard by Dr. Weaver.
This one just simply says they need to deal with it.
They need to deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you, Art, these are some of the clearest reversals I have found. You wait till we get to Victor. He's amazing. You asked lots of questions about life. Is there life out there?
That's right.
They were sort of edging around it a little bit.
Certainly, if you do the math, the probability is very high, almost 100%, that there is life out there, and a very good chance that there's intelligent life somewhere else.
There is life. And that's fairly clear, I think.
Please do it again at regular speed.
Okay. Okay. There is life. It's as simple as that.
This is becoming undeniable. I mean, it's just flat undeniable. I want to ask you to be absolutely honest with me.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, David. It's a hard question. But it goes to the heart of what we're talking about right now.
Right.
As you do a research, say, on a 3-hour program like this, where you've got a lot of material, how many apparent reversals do you find that are not congruent either as a lie or confirming a truth. How many reversals of that kind do you find?
Well, to be honest, I really don't find any. I do find reversals that sometimes I'm not in context with what they're saying at that particular time, but then they'll talk about that topic a half an hour later. So I just don't find them. Not on this one. Occasionally you find them. I didn't find them on this particular one, though. But I would say 90% of all the reversals, probably more than that, 95%, have direct relationship, if not to what's being spoken at that particular time, to a topic that comes up 10 or 15, 20 minutes later. Okay? Now, there are also there's some reversals that are metaphoric in their context. They will use bizarre words like, you know, the wolf is running in the Garden of Eden. Which, that,
these are harder for the audience.
Right. And I don't play those ones on the air usually. Victor's got a few of those that actually do make sense. I'm going to play a couple of those when I get to him. And
all right.
Those ones I tend not to play because they get a bit obscure. But see, it's really the convincer for me about this whole technology, quite frankly, is that the reversals relate directly to what's being spoken forward, and that is so in practically every case. There are the exceptions, as I said, but they are rare exceptions.
All right, if you don't mind, key up the last one you did again. It's so significant, David. There is life.
Oh, okay.
Give it to me forward and reverse, please.
Okay, I just need to pull that up again.
I know. I'm throwing you for a loop.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine.
I realize how important that one is.
Yeah, okay. Here's the reversal.
There is life.
And again, there is. And do you actually hear the one R? The one I play after this one?
There is life.
Okay.
That one is so important, David.
Yes, it is. Here's a bit slower speed.
Mary is life.
All right. And what was he saying?
He was actually discussing life. Actually, would you help me run these forwards again?
I do, please. Yes. Yes.
Certainly, if you do the math, the probability is very high, almost 100%, that there is life out there, and a very good chance that there's intelligent life somewhere out there.
He's saying
that's quite a statement to make.
So he's saying, are you saying there's a probability?
Correct.
In reverse,
it's a certainty. Yes, exactly correct. I don't know what else to say. You know,
all right, well, please continue.
Okay, and okay, the next one, he expands the theme of life a little bit more, and I'm still warming up here. You know, it gets better and better as the tape goes on, and you can imagine me doing the reversals. I was just shocked. And anyway,
they ran the gamut from,
This one, let me just introduce this. They're talking about the Brookings Report, and part of the recommendation of the Brookings Report was that it wouldn't be good to the general population to know that there is life.
Ran the gamut from, disruptions that, and certainly in some societies and cultures would react more strongly than others, and at the other end of the scale, it could possibly bring the world together in a new unity.
And this one is a little bit obscure. It says lift the wax with the new life in it. I don't know what wax is, but I think this is probably a metaphor for we've got to see it. Take the veil off, but it could mean something else. But lift the wax with the new life in it.
Lift the wax with the new life in it.
And you can hear that one, okay?
I hear it fine. I'm not sure I know what it means.
No, it's a little bit obscure, but I thought I would play it anyway.
Well, we're dealing here, everybody, remember, with things in reverse that are discussing literally a technology and a knowledge that we are not familiar with, so I'm not surprised that they are saying things that are clear, but that we don't fully understand.
Correct. And some of the reversals had me puzzled. There's some technical terms, and I'll play, I will play those ones that I don't know what they mean, but I'm sure some of your listeners out there who have technical scientific background is going to know exactly what these mean. And here's one talking about in the reception of intelligent radio signal.
In the past, patterns have been found, they determined later on that these were actually from natural phenomena, leading to, in fact, some very interesting astronomical discoveries.
And Baptist, he says, they must admit.
They must admit.
They must admit.
And you could hear that one okay?
Oh, God, could I ever hear that one
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, they must admit.
They must admit.
Yeah, that's obvious.
They must admit.
Oh, my.
And I'm hoping that this broadcast is going to get some people to admit. And here we have an interesting one that actually doesn't directly relate to what he's saying for us at this particular time, but it leads up to the reversals on the face on Mars.
Yes, and the reason that they would have that proprietary period of, in some cases, 6 months to a year, I think a year is the longest I've ever heard.
And it says, fly by the weapon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hear that one okay?
Fly by the weapon.
Fly by the weapon. And here's an interesting one that I really, and I don't pretend to have answers for all of these, but you asked him about anti-matter cloud.
Yes.
A rumor about an anti-matter cloud.
Sorry. Are you referring to the what some are calling an anti-matter cloud?
No, that's a different thing. Now, this was a burst, we think, from very far away.
And Bankruptcy says, I'm afraid of that. Afraid it's the one.
I'm afraid of that.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry, David, I'm sorry. I messed up your...
Oh, that's fine. I'll do it again. I'm sure...
I've got to learn to keep my mouth shut. I sit here mind blown at what I'm hearing, and so I tend to obscure the second one you were on. Do it again.
Right. He's afraid. He's afraid that what's the one? Is this an antimatter cloud or is this what? You know, and so you've got to realize with reversals, you're actually getting footnotes from the unconscious is probably a far better term than the total truth. You get little snippets of thoughts here and there,
yes.
You know, and you've really got to put the whole picture together. In other words,
for example, he was commenting on this cloud or whatever it was, this burst of energy.
Right.
And in reverse, he wasn't really necessarily certain what it was, but you could hear how concerned about it he was.
Exactly correct. It's interesting because there's a reversal right at the very end of the tape, a few reversals away, about he's talking about something he's not too sure what it is. So I'll just remind you of that one. And here he is talking about Europa and...
life on Europa.
Life on Europa, and the mission's been canceled.
Two proposals to go to Europa did not make the cut. Is that correct?
Yeah, let me tell you what this is all about. Sometime last year, in the middle of last year, there was a proposal or a request for proposals that NASA sent out, which we do periodically for various spacecraft programs. And
okay, now he's obviously upset Europa was canceled, and he says in reverse, why mess the scientist? Was awful. It shocked you all.
All
right, David, yes. Hold it right there, and that is a good place to hold it. And we will be right back. David John Oates is my guest. You're listening to Reverse Speech. Man, we'll be right back.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Toll free, west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. 1-800-825-5033. This is the CBC Radio Network.
And this is clearly some of the most dramatic reverse speech we've ever heard. Boy, is this something. We're doing reversals on the two gentlemen from NASA who were guests on my program, Ray Villard and Don Savage. Yet to come, more NASA, and then the mysterious Victor. You remember Victor with the voice changer? Well, We've got the reversals, and they're hair-raising. All that coming up with David John Oates. All right. The 1050 call and get it on the way. We have a studio cam going. Better yet, tonight we've got two studio cams going with a video sequencer. Thanks to Bob Crane. Thank you, Bob Crane. And you will see two views. One of me forward of my face, and then occasionally it will sequence to the back camera, which takes a shot of my console and the broadcast equipment, all the rest of that, or perhaps off to the side. So there you have it. If you want to go to my website and take a look, it's www.artbell.com, and look in the new area. It will say live studio cam. That should now be plural. And take a look, and you'll see me sitting here doing a radio program for whatever that is worth. All right, now, if you don't have a computer, and you don't want a computer, but you want to be able to get on the web to be able to do this sort of thing, then what you need, and what you should want, is web TV. Please listen closely. 9. That's 1-800-659-2669. Remember, everybody, you don't need a computer. It's just a little box that sits up on top of your television set. It's absolutely amazing. And you're on the web just like that. All right, David Oates back on the air again. David?
Yes, sir.
These are amazing reversals. I can only imagine, as you were going through these, you must have had your mind blown.
I certainly did. It completely amazed me. And to be frank, I had to at the one stage I was actually questioning myself about reverse speech. Even, you know, can this stuff be real? Especially when we get to the face on Mars. But you know, after 14 years, I have grown to completely and utterly and totally trust the information I find in reverse speech. It just hasn't yet proven itself to be wrong. My worldview has been changed dramatically from this tape, quite frankly. So let's continue. I will just replay that one about the scientist, okay? About the Europa mission. Why mess with the scientist? Was awful. It shocked you all.
Why mess the scientist? Was awful. Shocked you all.
Why mess the scientist? I'm sorry.
Why mess the scientist? Was awful. Shocked you all.
And of course, you've got scientists backwards, and he's talking about scientists forwards, so you've got that direct complementarity again. This guy obviously was upset about the Europa mission being cancelled, and here's another one talking about Europa.
Outside of the Earth, of course, we look at Mars, and we look at Europa. And with this recent excitement about Europa, and then, of course, these two missions that were proposed that weren't selected, I think that there was... some disappointment.
And disappointment is correct. And backwards he says, a shame we see something in it.
A shame we see something in it.
Oh.
A shame we see something in it.
Yeah, I think that's fairly clear.
Oh, painfully clear.
Yeah, and once more.
A shame we see something in it.
Yeah, it's a shame the mission was canceled. Why? Because there's something there. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that. I don't know how else to explain it. These reversals are exceptionally clear. Here's a fascinating one.
I can almost visually see, if I can look back in Manhattan in remote view, I think Richard Hoagland is doing handstands.
Oh, really?
Yeah, handstands.
Okay. Well, this one. Now, Richard Hoagland will probably like this one. This is about the. You asked why has man not stepped onto the moon again?
We certainly are very enthusiastic about exploring space and want to get back out there, and certainly look forward to getting the International Space Station up and running, and hope that could can lead to exploration of the moon and Mars.
And he says in reverse, heard they had this warning.
They got this warning.
Say that again.
Heard they had this warning. And actually the heard is not as clear as I thought it was.
They got this warning.
Yep.
Yeah.
They got this warning.
And what what warning? Why?
I heard they had this warning.
Mm. Yeah, and here's an amusing one. This is, you asked him about the Mir space station, and I was in fits of laughter when I found this one.
What I've heard was they did have a couple of situations of, I think, a leak in a coolant system.
And in reverse, he says, he's talking about forwards about a leak in the coolant system, and backwards he says, shows this old bucket.
A share wish to fill a bucket.
A share wish to fill a bucket.
I know. Isn't that hilarious?
Yes, yes, yes.
Here it is, forwards and backwards.
A coolant system. A share wish to fill a bucket.
I know. Reverse speech is amazing sometimes.
Are you guys listening down in Houston? I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they are. I would love to see the expression on their faces right now. Okay, let's move on to the face on Mars. And just before I do, I've just gotten three emails, people wanting my phone number again. So let me get that out. It's 1-800-669-5789. 800-669-5789. So there we go. Okay. Now,
wait a minute. You can't just give out a phone number without telling them what they get at that number.
Oh, of course.
In other words, why should they have that number?
Well, if they want to get hold of the reversing machines, for example, so you can find these reversals yourself. As far as I'm aware, we're the only place in the world that sells equipment to locate reversals. Also, my book is fascinating reading. It goes right into the theories, the reverse speech, the technical tests I've done, reversals on politicians, and the latest thing is the correspondence course, which we only just released 2 months ago, that is doing exceptionally well. It might sound easy on the air when I play these reversals. You know, you can think you can just run a tape back and find it, but there is a lot of training necessary to learn how to do this accurately, and we've just released a correspondence course that people can take and learn this technology themselves. And for tape analysis work and tapes, there's tapes you can purchase. Well, you can purchase these tapes of the NASA reversals, I guess, and Ramses and with machines. And there we go, the whole lot. Just to get in contact with us. And I would love if there's any academic institution out there who wants to conduct some independent tests of their own. I would love to hear from you. I'm looking for as much academic support and endorsement of this work as I possibly can.
Of course. All right.
Okay. So let's move on to Mars, the face on Mars.
Well, the scientific position, I guess, is that we have a very limited data set. We've got, I think, about 9 images from the Viking era, which was the Viking missions were orbiting, and also two orbiters of Mars.
Okay, so you're talking about the Viking missions, right?
Correct.
This reversal had me off my seat. I heard it immediately, first shot. Mars, set this ray gun.
Mars, set this ray gun.
Mars, set this ray gun.
And you can hear that one okay?
Quite clearly.
Yeah.
Mars, set this ray gun.
So what on earth does that mean? I've got other reversals that say they were warned away from approaching the face on Mars.
Oh, really?
Yes. And, there's rumors that the Viking probe was shot down. I don't know whether that's true or not, but we have some very pointed reversals and coming up as to what they're doing when they're going back there. And some of this, when I come onto it, we've had some independent confirmation for this week. So
David.
Yes.
When you're doing these, I know it's a long, arduous process. Are you sure that you don't enter it and proceed in the project with a bias that you form? In other words, you hear a couple of reversals. They seem to be not congruent with, for example, the NASA guys. These are terrible. And so are you sure that you don't reject the ones that show congruence and begin to form your own bias and then pick the ones that show incongruence?
That's obviously a very good question. And there is, you know, and obviously, like all people, I do have some bias when I approach my work. I document everything that I find, whether it agrees with my position or not. There could be an argument said that if something doesn't personally agree with my belief system, I may not hear that. And that's a valid argument that one could put forward. But the space on Mars reversals, in order to overcome my bias, I did this in front of the whole class. We did this on, we had about, I think, 15 students on the weekend analyzing this tape. So we had many different point of views. The bias I had approaching the Mars project, quite frankly, was when I first heard the Mars set this ray gun, I quite frankly didn't believe it. I could not believe what I was hearing, and I questioned myself, this is crazy, what can this be? And I was shocked by it. So if I had a bias on the Mars one, it was, I don't believe this, I don't want to play this publicly, because I just don't. It's not something that I've tried to present my technology in a neutral manner. In my previous programs, you'll recall, I played reversals that are at least controversial as possible.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to get involved in UFO conspiracy theories, even though it's a field I'm interested in, or UFOs as such. But that's the best way I can answer the question. There is a bias, in as much as that has stopped me from hearing reversals that contradict my belief system. I try to get my students to analyze this.
Well, that's one good test. I mean, if you're doing this with students in the room, then do you find that they begin hearing things that you missed because of a bias?
Yes, that is true. And in point of fact, the reason why I did the face on Mars in front of the class, this particular section, because I found three or four reversals when I did it myself that were shocking to me. And I did it in front of class to get another opinion to find more, and in point of fact we found about 20 more. And you know, it's impossible for one person to hear them all, quite frankly.
Sure.
I've been doing it for 14 years and I missed 70% of the most significant reversals on the Mars tape.
All right, well, please continue.
Okay, so now we're moving right along, and they're talking about mapping.
Shortly after it got there, when the mapping began that year, Viking Orbiter 1 sent back the picture, and somebody noticed it on there, and it was kind of a neat thing.
He's trying to downplay the face on Mars, is what he's doing, and backward there's two reversals. First one says they scanned it.
They scanned it.
Did you hear that one okay?
They scanned it, yes.
They scanned it. And then, very clear reversal, where involved...
Wait a minute. Was it scanned or scammed?
You know, someone brought that up in class, and that's a very good question, and I went over this one. We went over this one probably a dozen times.
Please let me hear the reversal.
Sure.
A couple...
Okay.
This scammed.
Oh, no, that's scammed.
Argument over. You're quite right. And in point of fact, someone posted on my bulletin board last night and said this says scammed, not scammed.
Yeah, I've got to agree. Oh, my.
Okay.
This scammed.
Yeah.
And the next reversal says we're involved with Cydonia. We're involved with Cydonia.
Very mild of Cydonia.
You hearing that one okay, Jay?
Oh, hell yes. Involved with Cydonia. My God, that's congruent.
Absolutely. They're far more heavily involved than what they're even telling us. I want to know what the ray gun reversal means, quite frankly. I want to know why they're involved with Cydonia. I want to know what this next reversal means, which I'm pulling up right now.
Are you listening, Richard?
Okay, here we go. We're talking about the face on Mars.
This feature that looks like a face, I believe, is about a mile across.
Okay.
And it's way below Hubble's resolution. The resolution we have is good for sort of global monitoring of Mars and sort of looking at Mars as a weather satellite would look at Earth.
Okay, first reverse was fascinating. It was the next one's a significant one, but I'll play the first one first. It says, that's divine.
That's divine. That's divine.
Okay, speaks for itself. Now this one, I want to know what this means. We're riding a shielded vessel.
We're riding a shielded vessel.
God.
We're riding a shielded vessel.
Oh my God.
What does that mean? What?
We're riding a shielded vessel.
Absolutely correct.
We're riding a shielded vessel.
I mean,
we're riding a shielded vessel.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Just stunning reversals. The sense that I'm getting is they're far more heavily involved with Sidonia than what they've ever led on. The writing is a present tense reversal. In other words, it's something that's happening right now. Why are they writing a shielded vessel? Now listen to this next one coming up, which we've actually had some independent confirmation on, if I can find the facts.
Well, now, hold on. I don't want to do this till after the bottom of the hour. You're saying this is a pretty good one?
Oh, yeah.
We're
still getting to the good stuff.
Oh, really? Okay. all right. Hold on, David. David John Oates, the discoverer of reverse speech, the master of reverse speech, I would say, is my guest. And if you were doubting at the beginning, how can you be doubting now? How? Still, there will be those who will doubt. But I think this is, it's stunning, is what it is. I'm Art Bell, and we are the independent American CBC Radio Network. Yikes.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP. Taking calls on the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. That's 702-727-1295. First-time callers can reach Art Bell at 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Now, here again, Art Bell.
Well, once again, here I am. Good morning. David John Oates is my guest. We are doing reversals now on the NASA guests we had, Ray Villard and Don Savage. And these are flat-out mind blowers. Oh, my. More to come in a moment. All right. Very quickly, I want to alert you to a fact. And it is, we have now, as we are close to the payment date, if you've been waiting for it, a couple of openings. These cruises have been full. We're taking two cruises. One is to Alaska. It is the cruise of a lifetime. It comes August 23rd. It begins in Vancouver, B.C. There we board a brand new Princess ship and sail through the famed Inside Passage to Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway. Then we sail right up to the face of the towering ice fields in Glacier Bay. I'm really looking forward to that. That's Glacier Bay National Park and, of course, Majestic College Fjord. The cruise itself is great, but look, I know Alaska. And let me tell you, please let me tell you, this cruise goes to the interior of Alaska, unlike so many others. So when the ship gets to Seward, we go into Anchorage. We board the Princess Cruise Line's luxurious ultra-dome rail cars, and we head to the famed Denali National Park, and then on to Fairbanks. I mean, take a look at the magnificent trail of this trip. This is the quintessential Alaska tour. That's August 23rd. And then October 1st, we go to, oh my gosh, we're going to Rome. We're going to Greece. We're going to the Greek islands. We're going to Israel. We're going to Giza, and we're going to see the pyramids. There are two openings now in that cruise. So if you would like to come along on either cruise, I know it's getting late, and we're just going to fill these as we get openings. So if you're serious and you want to come along, you've got to act fast. So call throughout the weekend, including Monday, and get yourself a spot. It's coming fast now, and it's going to be a blast. Both of these will. The number to call is 1-800-848-7120. Please write it down. 1-800-848-7120. 1-800-848-7120. And you can still come along. Although these will fill again quickly and will be full. And I'll try and let you know if we get any other openings. In the meantime, don't wait. Come on along. We're going to have a lot of fun. I mean, we'll have meetings and signings and photograph sessions and all the rest of that. But the real reason you want to go is not me. I'm just another person. The real reason you want to go is because these are going to be incredible trips. Once again, the number is 1-800-848-7120. Call after 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. They are open on the weekends. All right, back to David John Oates. David?
Yes, sir.
All right, back to NASA we go.
Okay, I'm just going to replay the last one. We're riding a shielded vessel, okay?
Yes,
just
please.
Just replay that again.
We're riding a shielded vessel. We're riding a shielded vessel.
Very clear reversal.
Yes, very
clear. And let me just, you know, what we've got so far is Mars set this ray gun. We're involved with Cydonia. We're riding a shielded vessel. And now to this one. And they're still talking about Mars, the face on Mars, of course. We've got a few more on face on Mars.
Well, what they hope they can get with possibly the medium resolution camera is a swath of territory that would include a pretty decent, probably much better resolution than we got with Viking.
Okay, now this reversal, we went over it several times because there's a very significant word in here. The actual reversal says, making a shield with uranium, they build a soft spot. Now the uranium, I actually thought it was pronounced as Iranium, not uranium. And we also went over it several times. It could also be radium. But let me play it, and then I'll tell you behind it.
All right.
Making a shield with uranium, they build a soft spot.
Making a shield with uranium, but it was soft spot. Making a shield with uranium, but it was soft spot.
You hear that one?
I'm not sure about that myself.
I know. I went over and over that. And I'll just play it one more time.
Making a shield with medium, but it was soft spot.
That could have been medium.
Well,
that could have been radium.
There's two possibilities. It could be an alloy that I don't know what it is.
That's a good point.
So we just don't recognize it. But one of my students in class who wants to remain anonymous has a very good friend who's a scientist for NASA, and he rang this chap up who also wants to remain anonymous, so you got to realize this is sort of secondhand information.
Sure.
And he asked him, what do they mean by uranium or iridium? And he said, and this is a quote, he said, when pressed, NASA admit that they are planning a mission to Mars where they're going to shoot depleted uranium projectiles to knock loose soil samples so the orbiter can scoop them up more easily.
I believe that is correct.
And that's the direct quote. And he was amazed. He said, well, how did you find this out? And he was informed about reverse speech and said, well, what else have you found out? And and that's all I'm at liberty to say. I was allowed to say that quote, but that's all.
All right. So,
okay, now this next one, I'm going to play it. The class decided that I shouldn't play it because I didn't think it was that clear. So they may turn out to be right. But anyway, I'm going to play it anyway.
Yeah, that was, I guess, one of the original, a seat of the pants estimates on what possibly caused the formation to look the way it does. And it did that.
Okay, now this one, it has a completely different tone to how the reversals normally sound, which is why the class didn't want me to play it. And it says, now found it safe, may the research save that gun.
Now found it safe, may the research save that gun.
Now found it safe, may the research save that gun.
I think you can hear that okay.
Can hear it, yes.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad I played it. So what does it mean? What research? What gun? What is safe? This whole thing has just raised so many questions in my mind. There's obviously something going on in Mars far more than we possibly know, and this next reversal is extremely significant. And here's the forwards on it.
You don't have a whole lot of pixels covering it, so, you know, these aren't the best pictures that you can make some kind of a determination.
Okay, now it says there's two reversals here. The first one is, worst thing, are they hiding a fort? And it's a question.
Worst thing, are they hiding a fort?
Worst thing, are they hiding a fort?
And it's all I can do to keep my mouth shut. My God, that's clear.
Oh, absolutely.
Worst thing, are they hiding a fort?
Okay, and, you know, he's asking a question. They are very concerned about this space on Mars. The next one is, unfortunately, an example reversal that's not quite grammatically correct, but it's so significant I want to play it anyway. Reversal says, does their ships hide with it? They say not do, it does. Does their ships hide with it, which is a little bit grammatically incorrect, of course.
Does their ships hide with it?
Does their ships hide with it?
Okay.
Does their ships hide with it?
Does their ships hide with it?
So
clear. Very clear.
So two questions. I'll play those two again. Worst thing, are they hiding a fort? You know, the worst thing is probably the worst possible scenario. And who is they and what is a fort?
Worst thing, are they hiding a fort?
Followed by, does their ships hide with it?
Does their ships hide with it?
They're clearly talking about the ability to cloak. You know, I hate to get Star Trekking on you, but that's in a theme going all through this.
Oh, that's the first thing that hit me, and that was a very Star Trekky type reversal. Shielded vessel, Mars setting a ray gun, the research saving a gun, and the one I played earlier, fly by the weapon, if you remembered that. I made a particular point of that and said, this is a theme coming up. And the whole theme I'm getting in this Mars reversals is that they suspect there's something down in Mars. I think there was one reversal I can't play, it just wasn't clear enough, but the whole hint is that there's been, either they've been shot at or something's happened, and they're going back, I think, armed and shielded to have a look and see what's there. And this next reversal is amusing. you'll hear him actually stuttering and stammering, trying to explain the face on Mars away.
And they have always included that on the list of images that they want to get to try to understand the terrain better and how the features may have been geologically formed and affect.
And where he stutters, reversal says, my answer, not up to it.
My answer not up to it.
My answer not up to it.
My answer not up to it. In other words, this is a washing, you know.
My answer not up to it.
My answer not up to it.
Oh, that's so clear.
That's extremely clear. And all these reversals are clear, you know. I was just shocked at the clarity and the consistency of information throughout this whole trend. It's just sort of painting a picture. And this next one's just as scary.
So those kinds of things have always been very interesting. The face itself, to the degree that, you know, people have enhanced the pictures.
And it says, forced to pierce it.
Forced to pierce it.
Forced to pierce it.
Yeah, speaks for itself.
Yes.
Forced to pierce it. Why are they going up there again? A shielded vessel? A gun? Are they hiding a fort, forced to pierce it? You know, there's something going on. There's no doubt in my mind. And after 14 years of working with reverse speech, seeing it validated over and over and over again, I mean, I just have to believe what I'm hearing.
I don't think that the scientists and planetary geologists that I've talked to feel that there's just not enough there to convince them that this is anything but a natural formation.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Reversal says, say the lie.
Say the lie.
Say the lie. Say the lie.
And then he says, this rave fun. The rave, the con job.
It's very fun.
It's very fun.
and you can hear that one okay.
Yes.
Say the lies.
Say the lies.
Say the lies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I listen, we've already received a call. Richard Hoagland wants to talk to you.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either.
Honestly, Art, I've been sitting on these reversals for 3 or 4 days, and I've been hanging at the bit to play these on the air. And I've got to tell you, I had several phone calls and emails the last 2 or 3 days, people begging me not to play these, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of people?
Oh, from concerned friends. Primarily, you know, people still in shock about the fire, and but I mean, this is what reverse speech is all about. It's time, you know. My first public appearances with reverse speech has been to present the theory. In
other words, you've had these up on your website, so there have been people who have been hearing these
right
prior to the program, and
right,
they were so shocked they said you better not play these on the air.
Exactly correct. But
uh-huh,
it's time to get the truth out. Reverse speech will help us to uncover all those secrets and all those mysteries that we know is being hidden by the government and by agencies. And I'm sorry, guys, but I'm here. I don't know what else to say on that one, you know. Okay, do we still have time to...
No, we do,
on?
We do, we do.
Oh, I still got a lot to get through. I told you I had a lot.
That's all right. Go right ahead.
Okay.
They can think of any number of explanations. Until we get better pictures that maybe would say something else, it's a wait-and-see attitude. They feel that, you know, certainly worth going back and taking pictures. We know that the public is interested in it.
Okay, this one says, let me look. They don't want to share.
They don't want to share.
He's even cut out on it. Now, this one is concerning. This one made me angry, the next two reversals. This one says, they warned you first, but we get the gun now.
What?
They warned you first, just need to get in the cab
milk. You hear that one?
Yep.
They warned you...
They warned you first, just need to get in the cab milk.
Okay, that got me angry. And the next one's just as bad. It says, seal it, search the old way, hearse in it, eliminate it. And actually, it doesn't actually say eliminate it because the E's not there. It just says eliminate it. But the whole... Let me play it, then I'll explain what I think it means.
Seal it, search the old way, hearse in it, eliminate it.
Seal it, search the old way, hearse in it, eliminate it.
You hearing that one okay?
I hear it, but not as clearly.
Right, okay. I'll just do it one more time.
Seal it, surf the old way, hearse in it, eliminate it.
And the surf the old way, that's it gets into metaphors, but it's the old attitude, the old approach. You know, they warned you first. I don't know who the they is, but we've got the gun now. You know, this is American machoism, the way I see it. And let's do things the way that we've always done it before. I think they are very afraid about what's on up in Mars. As the next reversal, and this whole thing just painting a picture and a plot that gets thicker and thicker as the tape went on. It's like unraveling a mystery tale.
And for the record, I think it's interesting that if you look at some Mars pictures, you find Kermit the Frog and a couple smiley faces on Mars. So personally, I've never been convinced with this.
I see.
And backwards, there's two reversals here. The first one says, these ships are on it, but nobody's getting answered.
These ships are on this, but nobody's getting answered. These ships are on this, but nobody's getting answered.
You hearing that one okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, what ships? And who's not getting answered? Then the next one says, orbiter on Mars. And this is a present tense reversal. I didn't think there was any spacecraft up there right now.
Orbiter on Mars. Orbiter on Mars.
You hearing that one okay?
Orbiter on Mars.
Yeah.
Orbiter on Mars.
Are they already up there now? I don't know. It's a present tense.
Orbiter on Mars.
And again.
Orbiter on Mars.
Little bit of distortion on that one too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where are we going to move on to now?
Well, how close are we? Are we? Do you have more on NASA, or are we almost done?
We're almost done on NASA. Let me just. Do we have time for a couple more?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a funny one. I'll just skip a couple. That's the main one on the face on Mars. You know, there's something there. They
obviously
know there's something there. They're going back there armed and shielded, the way I see it. And this one's amusing.
Is this a natural change, a climactic change, or is this something that that we're doing to the planet? We just don't know. And it does help to understand how planets change, and our two nearest neighbors, Venus and Mars.
Okay, this is funny. Two reversals. First one says, announced that it's new in orbit. So the question is, what's new in orbit? Well, this man doesn't know himself. Reversal says, announce what? My answer now, what was it?
Announce what?
My answer now, what's that?
What was it?
Announce what? My answer no. What's that?
Okay, so obviously something's up there that they saw and they didn't know what it was. And let's just do one more on NASA. And I'm just skipping out some here.
What freaks me out about all of this so far is that while a lot of them do relate to things we can understand and be suspicious about, a lot of it, although clear, is clearly of things that we don't understand, which is what you would expect, but it is still congruent with the material.
Correct.
That's really freaky.
Well, I think it's I don't think they understand themselves, and what you're getting is their own questions.
All right, we've got time for one more, I think.
Okay, they're talking about asteroids in the orbit. You know, they're looking for asteroids.
Right.
What we're doing now is starting on a the right path, which is to catalog and identify all of the Earth-crossing asteroids that could potentially threaten the Earth. And we think there's probably about 2,000. I believe we have,
and backwards it says, NUKIT, they're all saying it's out there.
NUKIT, they're all saying it's out there.
Oh, God.
And we'll do it again. NUKIT, they're all saying it's out there. What's out there?
NUKIT, they're all saying it's out there.
And there we go.
Oh, David.
That's NASA reversals.
Nuke it. They're all saying it's out there.
Are you still with us, huh?
Yeah, I am, barely. David, coming up, we've got Victor is a man who used a voice changer.
Yes.
And came on my program and talked about a tape that he allegedly smuggled out of Area 51.
Yes.
How interesting are the reversals from Victor?
All fascinating. They give extra information about the ET that he claimed. I have no doubt that he has had contact with ETs and knows a lot about them. I have a little bit of doubt about the validity of the video, at least where he got it from.
In other words, the voice changer did not stop you.
No, oh no, not at all. It didn't. It cut down the frequency of the reversals, and some reversals were only in half sentences. I had the first half, but lost the last half.
All right, hold that. We'll be right back. Victor's reversals coming next. This is Art Bell. M1500 KSPP.
Bell, toll free, west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255, 1-800-618-8255, east of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033, 1-800-825-5033. This is the CBC Radio Network.
That's who we are. Good morning, I'm Art Bell. My guest is David John Oates of Reverse Speech. And if you've been listening for the last hour and a half or so and you're not hitting the floor, then you're not listening. And I'll tell you, I'm just getting facts after facts after facts. Art, I'm floored. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. All the years, all the money, all the lies. We need a top-to-bottom review of NASA, open to the public, and we need it now. Absolutely amazing, and it just goes on and on and on. I've got facts after facts after facts. I find David's reverse speech most fascinating. Everything he's given in review from the two NASA gentlemen has been discussed in detail over the past several years by, and I can't make out whose name that is, of Leading Edge magazine, and also Alex Collier, a contactee of the Andromedans. Please, please start putting all the pieces together for Beyond the Quickening. I don't know. Never say never, but the Quickening. If you would like to get a copy of the Quickening as an actual autographed edition, assuming that here's another one, dynamite stuff, it says simply. It is dynamite stuff. Gosh, and you're about to hear Victor. To get a copy of The Quickening on the way to you, while we still have copies to send of the second printing, first edition autographed copy, you want to know where my weekends go? That's where they go. Signing, signing, signing. Anyway, they are still available for now. The number to call is 1-800-864-7991. You can call right now, 1-800-864-7991. That is The Quickening, 0469. Tell them Art Bell told you to call. That's 1-800-406-0469. All right, this clearly is going to be a five-hour program. And clearly there are going to be many, many, many people who are going to want a copy of this program. If you do, and you sure ought to want one, you can get one now by calling 1-800-917-4278. I clearly recognize when we are doing something historic, very historic, that moment is now. So if you want a copy, I mean, just the NASA materials alone over the last couple of hours are absolutely shattering. So if you want a copy of this tape, 1-800-917-4278. Somebody ought to buy it and send a copy to Richard Hoagland so he's got a good clear copy. Whew, is all I can say. All right, here comes now Victor again. Victor supplied a tape to a company called Rocket Video. That tape has yet to be released. It's about 3 minutes in length. We've had snapshots. As a matter of fact, you can see snapshots of the alien on my website right now that is in this video that Victor allegedly smuggled from Area 51. We had an extremely unusual opportunity to interview Victor here on the air. What did it go? A couple hours, didn't it? Good couple hours. And during that time, Victor used a voice masker. As a matter of fact, I've got one of them right here, he says as he tries to set it up. I've got a voice masker right here that I used to play around with on the air. You know, I have a lot of fun with it. And you're able to use various levels of masking. I'll show you.
Hello, test 1, 2, 3, 4. This is my devil voice. But now watch this. I could even lower it further. I could make my voice deeper and deeper and deeper. Or I could begin raising my voice until I was sounding absolutely silly.
Now let me see if I can raise my voice. Let me see. Why am I not raising my voice? I should be raising my voice. Let me try it again here. I know that there's a way. Here we go. We're going to begin to raise my voice. Raise my voice. Raise my voice. Raise my voice. Why am I not doing that?
Let's try it again. Oh, I see why. I'm pressing the wrong button. Okay, here we go. Watch this. Now I'm going to raise the voice.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Hello, test 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I can literally get it to the point where you can barely understand what I'm saying. Now I'm going to take it down in the other direction, and I'm going to slowly change my voice down into the lower scale. Here we go, down here. So you're beginning to get the idea. There you go.
All right, that is a voice changer, and that is what Victor was using when we did the interview. Now, there was some initial thought that because of the voice changer, which does not change the speed, but rather the pitch of the voice, that David would not be able to do reversals. Wrong. And in addition, I don't know whether it was really Victor or not, but somebody named Victor sent you some email, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He actually posted on my bulletin board, and basically, will let anyone go to my site and see the post. I've left it up, and basically challenged me. He said, there is no way you can pierce my processing. Ha! And then he said he will be listening. So, hi, Victor.
There is no way that you can pierce my processing. Ha! Huh?
Correct. And it got my back up, I must admit.
I'm sure it did.
And it got me going on a bad light with this interview. So if you talk about bias, I had a very strong bias when I started this tape that Victor was a con. And so I had a very negative bias against Victor as I started this. And also, you may recall, too, when you first asked me to do the tape, I was doubtful whether I would find reversals, too.
That's right.
I was definitely wrong, and the reversals are certainly there. And as I did this tape, I changed my mind about Victor as time went on. He's a man who feels emotions very deeply, even though he claims he doesn't. And he is genuinely concerned about the subject that he's speaking about.
All right.
So let's get started on Victor. And here we go.
Here we go.
45 minutes from now, I will have finished my last public pronouncement, because this business with Jeff and the phone numbers is not part of the agreement.
Okay, and this one, first reverse, is slightly metaphoric, but it's significant, and this actually got my back up too when I found this one, and it says, "This will serve my muscle." Sensational. And his muscle, his strength, he's looking for some backing and some, you know, some, and he has admitted himself he's looking for money to protect himself.
All right. So,
this will serve my muscle. Sensational.
This will serve my muscle. Sensational.
Okay, I think
this will serve my muscle. Sensational.
Yeah.
Sensational indeed.
Oh, yeah, it was very sensational, and it did.
And by the way, that is rather congruent, because I asked him later in the interview why he did this.
Right.
And he said for the money.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was quite blunt about it, and there's his motive right from the very beginning. So, you know, I was strongly biased as I started this tape. Now, you asked him a question now about aliens on the base. Are the aliens still there?
And do you know, been on the base before they filmed that segment of which you have a portion?
Approximately 20 months. It was brought in late 1989.
And backwards, he says, some we lost, there's no one left.
Some we lost, there's no one.
And I think he's actually talking about the aliens themselves, because he actually says later...
Well, play it again, please, at regular speed backwards.
Okay. Oops, I just go back to it.
Some we lost, there's no one left.
Yeah. And I think he's referring to the aliens, because he actually says later on in the interview that the aliens are all dead.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, that's a fairly congruent statement.
Yes, it is.
From what I can see.
Yes.
Now, when I found this reversal, I started to change my mind about Victor. And he's talking about the maltreatment of the aliens.
Yeah, the alien was the intention. The maltreatment of the aliens stems from our essential helplessness to either help or affect them.
And he says in a verse, they laid with abuse.
They laid with abuse. They laid with abuse.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. A very strong statement from a man who obviously has feelings and emotions. And these reversals are congruent to his story, quite frankly.
I understand.
In reverse, he calls them ETs. And here we have the first one of them.
All right.
The dog and pony show of a medical team handling the physical debilities of these beings is one of the constant sources of paranoia and chaos within the administration of these programs.
He does obviously doesn't like the way they're treated, because backwards he says E.T. was here to live and walk. In other words, they're not being treated the way they're meant to be.
E.T. was here to live and walk. E.T. was here to live and walk.
Okay.
E.T. was here to live and walk, yes.
Right.
E.T. was here to live and walk.
And then he says, the source, it's not Earth.
The source, it's not Earth.
The
source, it's not Earth.
Sorry?
Yes. Regular speed again, please, on that one.
Here we go.
The source, it's not Earth.
The source, it's not Earth.
It's not Earth. It speaks for itself. Then there's a really fascinating one. He's talking about the when they're autopsied, they've got organs, but not the regular biological functions. I'm not too sure what he means by that.
The issue here is that no one who has ever been in the presence of these beings has not felt as his thoughts, not his own, were entering his brain.
I'm sorry, that's not what he says in that statement, but he said that just earlier. And in reverse, that's a great machine.
That's a great machine, very clear.
Yeah. So not too sure what he means by that, unless there's mechanical as well as biological functions, you know.
Some of this is so clear, it's going to have to be left to the audience to decide what it is that's meant by this, and I assure you we're going to hear from the audience on what's meant. People followed this very closely. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. And you said you got a lot of faxes. I've just downloaded 52 emails, so I'm getting them too. So, okay, here we go. You'll like this one up.
And has amassed a constant and ever-growing stream of data supposedly emanating from them, and yet is incapable of consistently using this technology.
And then reverse, he says, art believes in you all.
I believe in you all. I believe in you all.
There you go. Referencing you by name.
Yes, indeed.
I believe in you all.
Okay, there we go. And so, you know, I mean, the reversals that we're getting are extremely congruent here.
They are. And again, for those who are just beginning to listen, this is what proves reverse speech, and that is that what is said in reverse is congruent with what's being said forward, whether it proves it to be true or a lie. It is the context is the same, and that's true in over 90% of all reversals that are found. Now, if you know a way around this proving reverse speech to be a real thing, I want to hear about it.
Oh, I'd like to hear about it too. You know, the odds are just astronomical. You know, and if anything comes from this broadcast tonight, I'm hoping that people will see, yes, this really is real, and we can use this. We can actually use this to pierce the veil and find out what is really going on.
Some of what's going to come from the broadcast, I can already tell you, is going to be incredible anger.
I have anticipated that myself, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So you're saying we really have not effectively communicated with them. There has been no vocal communication?
The aliens do not speak.
Hey, listen to this one. It's from the Pallades.
It's on the Pallades.
Oh, my God.
It's on the Pallades.
Let's have that again several times at regular speed.
I thought you'd want to hear that one again.
Yes.
And we'll do it again. The UFO buff will love this one. And what do you say? I mean, what do you say, you know? What do you say?
Okay.
Okay. Now, these next two reversals I'm going to play you now are the only two reversals that made me suspect there's something fishy about the video itself.
Mm-hmm.
While the information he's giving is obviously true, these two reversals have me wondering about the video.
That was another statement that Mr. Strieber made on your program that...
Okay, there it is. And he's just talking about the video. And in reverse, he says, produced close-up. The P on the close-up's not all that clear.
Produced.
Can you hear that?
What I hear is, I think, produced, I hear that clearly,
yeah.
But I'm not sure about close-up.
I'm not sure of it either, you know, and I really wasn't going to play it, but I figured I should because it's, you know, it's certainly not enough to say the video is fake. But,
right.
Anyway, so there we go. For what it's worth, you know, I certainly wouldn't use that reversal to say it was fake. And then the...
Do me a favor, David.
Yeah.
Give me the forward and reverse on the Pleiades again. That's a very serious one.
Oh, okay. And let me just pull that file back up.
Yes.
Again. Victor 16. I've got hundreds of files here.
I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here it is. And
forward?
Okay. Yeah, forwards. The alien.
The aliens do not speak.
And backwards? Forwards.
The aliens do not speak.
And backwards. I mean, you tell me that's not there. I mean.
No.
You know.
No, that's there, David. That's there.
I mean, it's as clear as day.
That's going to floor a lot of people out there. All right, David, stand by. We'll be right back. Holy mackerel. Of all things to hear in reverse, Pleiades. I'm Art Bell. And this is CBC.
The talk station, AM 1500 KSTP. Taking calls on the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. That's 702-727-1295. First-time callers can reach Art Bell at 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Now, here again, Art Bell.
Why is it I think NASA's come on my program for the last time? I suspect that in press conferences that NASA holds, you're not going to hear these kinds of reversals. But we had these men on the spot for 3 hours. And so I suspect they're not going to be willing to put themselves on this sort of spot again. So having said that publicly, maybe I'll be surprised, but I bet not. Oh, my, oh, my. To get a copy of this program, it will be a five-hour program. The number is 1-800-917-4278. That's 1-800-917-4278. You can begin calling now. And as I said, you might as well get it because I don't think it's ever going to happen again.
The fact.
All right. Back now to David Oates. David, are you there?
Oh, yes, I certainly am.
All right. Before we continue, I want to give you an opportunity to give out your number. You've done us such a service. Now, folks, David has a special reverse machine. Tell him about that and... How what it is and how they can get it.
Sure. Well, I sell the recorders to locate these reversals. It's a modified Iowa Walkman. It's the top of the line Walkman. It will last you for a long, long time. It comes with a stereo microphone. It's just a fantastic mic. It's speed control. You can play it forwards and backwards. You can...
Okay, you had to modify them, right?
Yeah, we buy them from an Iowa distributor, and then we modify them ourselves. They are all individually hand-modified, which is not an easy job when you look at the tiny circuitry inside, you know. And, yeah, so they come already modified, and we warranty them for 30 days. Yeah, they're just great machines. And the best service that you can do for me and for Reverse Speech is to get out there and start using this technology. The more people that are using this, the more information that gets out there, the safer I am, quite frankly, and the stronger Reverse Speech is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them by calling our office at 1-800-669-5789. That's 1-800-669-5789. The other thing that is just going great is I've just released my training course as a correspondence series, and we're videotaping all our classes and putting the videotapes out, and you do homework in between, and I mark the homework and get them sent back, and it's a 12-month course, and you'll be certified at the end of the course. So, to get involved in Reverse Speech, this is just an incredible technology that needs to be researched. It needs a lot of people using it. And you can do this by phoning us at 1-800-669-5789. My book is fantastic, I think. It's the first book out. There's another one coming out in a couple of months' time. So there you go. I don't know what else to say.
All right. Okay. I've got a question before you proceed.
Yes.
How does Reverse Speech react when used on someone who is a pathological liar and or truly believes what they are saying is true?
Extremely good question. I get asked that all the time. It gets tricky, quite frankly. If they're a complete pathological liar, the reversals on first glance will appear to conform their illusion of lies, but it will qualify that too. It will say, "I believe this to be true," but then you will always get other reversals that contradict it as well.
Interesting, because when they use lie detectors, the one person that can seem to get past a lie detector is a pathological liar.
It's tricky in reverse, I must admit that. But it will not confirm their lie. It will communicate the reverse in such a fashion that seems to confirm it, but there will be a word or two here and there that contradicts it. But what you really get is and this is where skilled analysis comes in, when you get down to the metaphoric level of reverse speech, which I really haven't ever talked about on this program, but it's certainly the far greater portion of it, the deep reversals from the unconscious will clearly show that this man is lying. So you really got two levels of reversals. On the conscious mind, you will get a seeming confirmation, but there'll be a subtle twist to show that it's not. But the real trick comes down in the metaphors, and the metaphors will definitely show that it is a lie, why he's lying.
All right, this is for my technical audience, David. I don't understand it myself, but it's somebody who made something out of one of the reversals that the both of us did not understand. Dear Art, the use of uranium as a shield with possible combinations of solutions of urinal oxalate have been used not only as shielding from radioactivity, but also to measure the number of photons present in a beam of light. This would indeed include lasers and measurement of energy output and spectrum. Thought you might want to consult with Richard on this.
Right. I kind of figured the word I was hearing was not uranium. I didn't think it was. I thought it was a combination of two or three different elements, a top secret alloy, I would imagine.
Or another typical fax, and then back to Victor. Wow, the NASA guy's reversals are quite amazing. I have to believe that David is treading in pretty dangerous waters, though.
Well, the man's right. I need help. I need support, quite frankly. You know, I just can't do this by myself anymore. I've got a growing number of supporters, but we're not big enough yet. And I am openly putting out a call for help and support. This technology is just too powerful and too strong just to let it sit in my small little research desk in my burnt-out house. You know?
All right. Let us proceed now with Victor.
Okie dokie. Let us continue. He's talking about the interview with Rocket.
In September, when Rocket interviewed me, I was not prepared to say that the alien was dead.
And backwards, he says, they'd soon believe.
They'd soon believe.
Sorry?
They'd soon believe.
And they certainly are. You notice how clear these reversals are. I mean, far from the process of reducing the reversals, it almost seemed to clarify them.
They'd soon believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The next one's an interesting one. And you've actually got a bit of process and noise in between. And so the reversals, because his process has got that characteristic hiss down to it, and this it actually breaks this reversal up. I wasn't going to play it on air, but we're doing so well, I will.
All right.
In an overarching sense, these beings have been here before, and the program that they are performing upon the human race is as old as the human race.
And backwards, he said, I actually think this is a very significant reversal for the program, whatever he's talking about. It says, awful gray needs that, then you've got the long S, needs that ET. So awful gray needs that ET.
Awful gray needs that ET.
Hear that?
Not
awful gray.
Sorry?
No, not as clearly as I should.
Right, because you've got the processor sound in it, which is why I wasn't.
Awful gray needs that ET.
So I actually did it again with the processor taken out, that little S in the middle. So the next version I'm playing you has been changed by me.
All right.
So I'm just making that caveat up front. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I took the processor sound out.
Yeah, I could hear the difference.
Yeah, okay. All right, you asked him a very pointed question about the emotions. What did he feel when he was with them? And this actually one reversal was, if I had any doubt, this one clinched it.
Did you feel odd? Did you feel sorrow? Did you feel elated? What did you feel?
He pauses. Oh, I should have kept. Anyway.
I suppose I felt sorrow. I felt anger.
I felt sorrow. You hear that long pause there?
Yes.
Okay. Reversal says, I felt lost.
What's that world?
Oh my God, that's clear.
And that's that long pause while he's trying to work out what to say.
All right, give us, please, the forward and reverse on that one again.
Okay, here's the forward.
I suppose I felt sorrow. I felt...
And then I felt lost.
What's that world? What's that world?
You know, the reverse was almost better than the forward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really.
Oh, wow.
Really, 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 really much so. Okay. What are we going to move on to next? I'm not playing all of these. You can go to my website at www.reversespeech.com to hear the entire transcript. Here's an interesting one. It's a little bit out of context, but you've just asked him about them moving from S5 from Area 51 to S5, and this is after he says that, or I think it's just before it.
On your own show, with Whitley Strieber, there was something he said that struck me so singularly that I wrote it down. As a matter of fact, I have it here on a scrap of paper. He said, this is the face that mankind is turning to this other world. And I suppose, to some extent, that was my motive for attempting to place this before the public.
Two reversals here, not in complete context what he's saying for. First one says, got a new building. It's a wolf.
I
didn't get far enough.
Cannot be harmed by us in a significant way.
I think he's talking about the new facility. He's not too impressed with it, actually.
Yes.
And then he says, they defend this scene in it.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we're getting to some very significant reversals. This one here I will have to explain. This also gets into the metaphoric statement, nature of reverse speech, but it's such an important reversal, I definitely want to play this. Okay, he's talking about how people who've been taken by aliens are left wandering in the wilderness.
They have appeared in an incomprehensible panoply of circumstances in front of private individuals who have been left, metaphorically speaking, wandering in the wilderness.
And he speaks metaphorically backwards. Reversal says, send a whirlwind. You know E.T.'s your friend.
Send a whirlwind and you're not going to eat your girlfriend.
Do you hear that okay?
Yes, clearly.
Yeah, it's a little bit slower. Okay, let me just quickly try and explain the significance of whirlwind. It's an extremely important metaphor in reverse speech. Reverse speech goes into great depth about the human senses that we have and our functions and how that all interrelates. And the metaphor whirlwind refers to what reverse speech describes as a fifth energy force that surrounds the earth. Reverse speech goes into great detail about it, about how all of us are connected spiritually or metaphorically to everyone else through an energy field that surrounds the planet. And some of my own private research I've done with UFOs talk about how the ETs or aliens use this whirlwind to fly their craft and to communicate telepathically. And it's a strong theme in reverse that I've done a lot of private work on, and I've never released any of my findings on that. And so when he's saying send a whirlwind, you know E.T.'s your friend, he's saying connect up telepathically, go back to source, so to speak, if that makes any sense. Okay, are you with me still?
Well, I'm listening. I'm, you know, when we get into these metaphoric things, I don't know that I understand them, but I'm with you.
I know. In order to explain it, I've really got to start from scratch and get right into it. I cover a lot of that in my training course. I spend several weekends on the whole metaphoric function of reverse speech, and it's just too involved to even get started on the air. But I wanted to play it. Anyway, so let's move on.
Sure.
What the buildings are like, anything at all about...
Are you referring to the Groom Dry Lake facility or to F4?
Either one that you're able to describe, actually.
Very significant, because you actually said, tell us what the buildings are like, and he just said that in reverse earlier. You know, we've got a new building, and then you asked to tell us what the building's like.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says backwards, we all moved with it.
There
we go. So, they just moved with the building to the new facility. This next one's a little bit scary. I'm not too sure exactly what he means. But let's just play it, and maybe someone can have a clue on this one.
Oh, what I mean by that is when they're autopsied, they have the organs of a biological entity, but there is a lack of the chemical and physical functions one would expect in a biological entity.
Backwards, he says, they grow in my head.
The girl eats by her head.
Oh, I hear that.
The girl eats by her head. The girl eats by her head.
And then he says, listen, they walk erect.
Listen, they walk erect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's clear.
I know. Let me play those again.
The girl eats by head. The girl eats by head.
And then listen, they walk erect.
Listen, they walk erect. Listen, they walk erect.
There we go.
That's just very clear.
Yeah, extremely. All right, moving right along. We're getting down to the last half a dozen now.
well, at least on the Victor tape. This was quite a marathon project for me. I must have spent over 100 hours doing this, and double-checking and triple-checking my findings, and I've had little sleep over the last week and a half doing these.
I understand it's been quite a project for you.
But a very worthwhile project.
Groom Lake, there are military personnel who sleep at the base, but at F4, the staff is bust in and out on a daily basis.
And he said forward that he wouldn't tell whether he was moving to Groom Lake or not, okay? Mm-hmm. And in reverse, he says, so sad you leave them.
So sad you leave them. So sad you leave them.
Phew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just flat, as clear as it is forward, maybe even better.
Yeah. I was just done with these reverses. You can see why I've been itching at the bit to get them, play them, you know.
That's chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Chomping at the bit. It's my Aussie, what can I say? Okay. How are we going?
What kind of mental changes did you go through as you did NASA and then Victor?
With the NASA, I was angry. Well, first of all, I was disbelieving. I was really doubting what I was hearing for the first part. And I actually went through a struggle that I haven't gone through with reverse speech for several years now. Is this real? Am I mad? This. And it was, I was shocked that I had those thoughts again, because I hadn't had those for a long time with reverse speech. But then once I got grounded down into what I found, I was angry. I was furious. I was just livid. It's like, well, what on earth are they doing? I mean, if flying over the face of Mars, if they were really shot at, and now they're going back armed to the hilt, I mean, what right do we have to do this? It's not even our planet. And so I was furious about it, you know. And
all right, David, what we'll do when we come back is finish with Victor, if you've got one or two more.
Yeah, one or two significant ones,
and then we'll move on and we'll do a few famous ones and take some calls in the final hour. Okay?
Yeah, I'd love to take some calls on this one.
you'll get some calls. All right,
I'm sure.
All right, David, hang tough and we'll be back, and I mean hang tough, because this has been some pretty rough stuff. If you want a copy of this program, and you ought to want one, you can get it at 1-800-917-4278. It will be a total of a 5-hour show. That's 1-800-917-4278. I'm Art Bell, and this is CBC.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP. You know the man. West of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. 1-800-825-5033. This is the CBC Radio Network.
This is the CBC Radio Network. I'm Art Bell. Top of the morning, everybody. It's great to be here. 7. End the pain now. And by the way, tell them Art Bell told you to call. 1-800-557-4627. All right. Back to David Oates. This has been indeed quite a night. David, I think you may have one or two more on Victor. Is that correct?
Yeah, just one or two more. Before I do, I just want to say that someone by the name of Victor just posted on my website, and I want to read you the post.
All right. What did he say?
Says, just because your reverse speech can tell people what's in my head, you will never find out my identity. Take care. You are correct, Art. Most likely you are making a lot of people angry. Take care. Victor.
Yeah, that sounds like I bet that is Victor.
Yeah, it seems genuine to me. So anyway, that post just is on my site. So you can go and listen to that if anyone wants to. Okay, we're just going to play a couple more, a couple of what I think are significant ones, and
sure.
You can, all the rest of them are up on my site.
All right.
I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
No.
Oh, okay. That is what George Harrison.
Other video. But this was the piece that I could take the Odyssey.
Okay, now that's a very significant reversal. Gotta Seek the Soul's Sin.
The Odyssey, the Soul's Sin.
Heard it.
The Odyssey, the Soul's Sin.
Yeah, it gets down to some of the deeper reasons why, according to my research, the aliens are here. Their mission is spiritual in nature. That's what I appear to be finding in some of my own private studies. And we'll do one other here. This one actually brought tears to a couple people's eyes who listened to this reversal.
One of which resembles a thumb. But has a pivot point that human thumb doesn't have.
He's talking about the aliens' fingers, and backwards it says, "And we hurt them."
And we hurt them. And we hurt them. And we hurt them.
You hear that one?
And we hurt them all. Yeah. Yes, I heard.
And the other one he had was they laid with a noose, you know. And it's a real indictment on our society. Oh, well, you know, on at least our
government. It is also, by the way, consistent with what Mr. Strieber's reaction was when he saw the video.
Right.
He was angry and sad, and I guess I can hear why.
Yeah, well, you know, these beings have come from heaven knows where to deliver whatever message they have to deliver, and we're treating them like the Nazis treated the Jews during World War II, you know?
Indeed.
It's disgusting. I mean, it's totally disgusting. And we'll just play one more reversal. This is metaphoric a little bit, but I think it sums up the message of the whole tape.
I believe I mentioned earlier the constant the constant contacts these aliens make with private individuals.
Okay, it's a metaphoric reversal, but it says, Earth feel a dance, the Lady Earth has not.
The word again from the Lady Earth has not.
Do you hear that one okay?
Yes, I did.
And do it one more time.
And
the metaphoric significance of that is feel the dance of the ETs, you know, feel, become happy, become alive, become connected if you haven't done that.
All right, let's take a couple of calls. Then I know that you've got you've done a couple of John Wayne or something.
Yeah, actually it's one of my regular contributors to my website who submitted these to me today.
All right, let's take a couple of calls first, though. First time caller line, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Yes, my name is Tammy, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Art. And hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wondering how this was kind of developed. I wonder, I have ADD, and I've noticed some really weird things with it's real natural for me to want to go backwards.
Right.
And to look at things in that kind of direction, I understand it better. Does this have anything to do with that?
Sure. You see, I believe that reversing functions in the human mind are very natural. The brain operates forwards and backwards. The left and right brain hemispheres are mirror images of each other. And I think many people slip into that mode just automatically. It could be caused by a cross-wiring of the mind. I don't totally understand what happens, but I think that as we begin to accept that this exists and it is real, we can understand the way the human mind functions a lot better than what we do now.
Because I wonder if it sounds to me like it's possible that what many call dyslexia is actually a normal function.
Very correct.
And that maybe we are being retrained in possibly an irregular way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's absolutely so. I think that the existence of reverse speech is a major, major missing piece in our understanding of the way the mind and psychology works. And once we accept it and incorporate it into all our studies, we will make some tremendous breakthroughs in our understanding of consciousness.
All right, let's keep moving. Wildcard line, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Good morning, Mr. Bell. This is Robert in the San Joaquin Valley of California.
Hi there.
Hi, Robert. Good morning, Mr. Oates.
Morning.
It's a distinct pleasure to meet you, sir, and to hear what you have to say.
Well, thank you.
I have one important question, but first I'd like to say, sir, that it's really good what you're doing, because you're searching for the truth also, and many of us really, truly appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
How were you impacted, Robert, by the NASA reversals? They were... I don't want to put words in your mouth. What did you think of those?
I was involved, Mr. Bell, in NASA with companies that were subcontractors throughout Los Angeles. And I saw and heard many things through the years. It appalls me. I don't believe them. This facts that you received about taking care, Mr. Bell,
mm-hmm.
and this Victor,
mm-hmm.
I just want to say, whoever that Victor is, we the people of America, along with Mr. Bell, we made Adolf Hitler angry also. There's too many lies and there's too much cover-up. It keeps us in the dark. We never used to be this way. I think it's appalling, seriously. And I think we need to somehow unite. We need answers. But my question, Mr. Oates, is about this production company that Victor went to.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to listen to his interviews with that production company? And if not, can you get a hold of them to reverse speech them as well?
Right. Well, no, I have not listened to them. The only material I have is the tape of the interview with Art Bell. I would love to get a hold of them. I'd be very happy to do that.
That could be important. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right, thank you. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with David Oates. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
David, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
I did call you and got some information from you, and I did take your advice and got myself a yacht back.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and, well, it's strangely enough, I did a little experiment, and I want to know if this ever happened to any people that you interview. On the app back, just for the heck of it, I just put it forward, demons, they haunt me. And in reverse, it came back, the body's not yours. I want to know, because with a guest that a future guest that or did have with Father Malachi Martin.
Right.
Yeah. If you had any experience with anything to that similar reversal.
Well, for a start, you can't base something on just one reversal. You need to see a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I have deliberately steered away from the spiritual aspect of reverse speech, particularly the satanic, demonic side, because I wanted to divorce myself from the old religious fundamentalist backmasking thing. There is a strong a spiritual element to reverse speech. When if you choose to probe that side of it, you will get some answers. But I would advise you not to get worried over just one reversal. It could mean anything. You know, you really.
So you need to see a pattern.
Oh, absolutely.
To make a judgment, and was what was so interesting about all those NASA reversals.
Oh, right.
It was such a pattern.
Just went on and on and on.
I know. All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Hi. I have a. I was wondering, you call him Victor. Now, he's on one of the things that said he feels lost. Was Victor maybe reprogrammed or different things done to him to make him different? Maybe he's lost because he developed something within himself. Maybe he's an entity within himself.
It's hard to give an answer to that question. I think that he was just overwhelmed by the emotional experience of connecting to the ETs, but they do have that reversal. They
grow in my head, but what does that mean? It's just one isolated reversal. I think that I feel lost was actually referring to the overwhelming emotions he felt connecting to these beings.
Well, the emotional feeling that he felt was that maybe did they try to maybe eliminate that from him and couldn't, and took his intelligence away, so now he feels lost, not as a whole?
I really couldn't answer that question. I'd just be guessing. You know, I can only go with what the reversals tell me, and he seemed to be a very intelligent, articulate man by his forwards and backwards speech.
Yeah, I would say he is. When this happened to him, was it in the year of 1994 that he became lost by chance?
I don't know.
Okay, these are questions that would more properly be asked of Victor, should he be here, which he is not. First time caller line, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi. Hello there. Oh, we missed him. Wild card line, you're on the air with David Oates. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, my name's Dan in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And two things. Did you have a chance to do the reversal on the questions to the NASA officials concerning Hale Bopp? Because that was a major part of the original program.
They talked about the Hubble spacecraft viewing Hale Bopp.
Exactly.
Yeah, there wasn't a great deal of reversals on that section, quite frankly. And I really can't recall what I found. I remember there were some there, but they weren't clear enough for me to quote, and I really can't recall what they were. They did not contain much information. I do remember that. There was nothing there that jumped out.
You can be pretty sure that through the process of going through the reversals, sir, you heard the ones that stood out and were significant.
Right. Okay. If I didn't play them, they weren't significant information.
Oh, okay. The second question was, we was talking about nuking. We were talking about the asteroid belt.
Right.
About nuking one. And, you know, in the prophecies, it talks about, especially in the Bible, about an asteroid that's going to hit the Earth.
That's right.
And I'm just wondering if this thing's already on the way and they're watching it.
Well, I think they're definitely searching for it. The reversal, they're all saying it's out there. certainly speaks for that. And they're looking for some asteroid that could threaten the Earth. Sure. I'm very familiar with the biblical prophecy. So being raised as a preacher's kid, I know all about it. And actually, the one prophecy I like to quote is that Jesus said in the last days, every secret hidden in the hearts of man will be shouted from the highest mountaintops. And I think that's part of the mission of the speech. Just to get my little religious plug in there.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I'm really, really fascinated with the program tonight. It's just mind-blowing. Art, you're doing a great job, too. I just can't thank you enough for... this is like what this program is like, a key that's opened the door, and I can just see what's going to happen from this point on.
I agree with you, sir. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, and on that point, Art, I did figure this was going to be a very significant broadcast, and I think it's turning out to be such.
I certainly agree. Let's see. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine. Where are you?
Yes, I'm calling from West Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay.
A very interesting question for your guest. Philip Taylor Kramer, you remember that scientist, was missing. He made that famous 911 call. Could your guest reverse speech Philip Taylor Kramer's 911 call and find out where he might be?
I don't have access to the tape. If I can get it, if I've got time, I can do it. I get so many requests to do tapes, and I'm just one man with just a certain amount of hours each week to do this.
Art, could you get the tape for your guest, please? Could you get the tape for your guest, Art?
Well, we can always do that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I can get the tape, I would be happy to do it.
Because we'd like to know what happened to Philip Taylor Kramer.
Great.
Well, we'd all like to know, sir.
No, what do I know if he's still alive or what's going on?
Yeah, that's the whole idea. Is he still alive?
Maybe that's a clue what he said. Remember he said, I'm going to kill myself or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. The problem was that it was very, very indistinct, even forward. That particular line was very indistinct, but it's always worth a shot, I suppose. Okay, we're going to break here, and we'll be right back. David Oates is my guest, and again, if you want a copy of this very significant program, it's 1-800-917-4278. That's 1-800-917-4278. If you have a question, lines are open now.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP. Taking calls on the wildcard line at 702-727-1295. That's 702-727-1295. First time to bell at 702-727-1222. 702-727-1222. Now, here again, Art Bell.
Well, once again, here I am. My guest is David Oates, David John Oates. He is the master of, the originator of, the discoverer of reverse speech. It's always been around. He's just the guy who found it. We'll get back to him in a moment. Are you
find out how it can be part of your IRA or retirement account. It's opportunity knocking again. Don't miss it. Tell him Art Bell told you to call 1-800-444-1050.
All right, back now to David Oates. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Before we go back to the lines, and they're all buzzing for you.
Right.
You've got a couple of kind of interesting ones from John Wayne.
Yes, I do. This was emailed me today. I hope the audio quality is okay, but let's just play it and see if you can hear the forward. So.
All right.
Friend, there's nobody up there shooting back at you.
It's a line from one of his movies.
It's being fast or even accurate that counts. It's being willing. I found out early that most men, regardless of cause or need, aren't willing. They blink an eye or draw a breath before they pull a trigger. I won't.
Classic John Wayne.
Indeed.
Two great reversals here. The first one says, the end result, you still argue and insult, and it rhymes like a movie line, you know, the end result, you still argue and insult.
Yes.
The end result, you still argue and insult.
You hear that?
The end result, you still argue and insult.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, and then the other one, he says, what is that, carry on the guilt, kid.
Carry on the guilt, kid.
Classic one. I love it.
Yes.
Carry on the guilt, kid.
Typical Wayne, forwards and backwards.
It really is. I mean, yeah. His voice quality was the same in reverse, as a matter of fact, wasn't it?
Right. It was exactly the same, yeah. Seeing we're playing favorites, let me just play you my favorite reversal on Clinton of all time. You have got your favorite. This is mine.
All right.
He's denying charges of moral dishonesty.
There still has not been a single solitary shred of evidence of anything dishonest that I have done in my public life, not only as governor, and as president.
And backwards he says, denied the habits, and I said, damn you.
Denied the habits, and I said, damn you.
Denied the habits, and I said, damn you.
Yeah, I think that one's fairly clear.
It certainly is.
Yeah. It's just one of my favorites. And actually, let me put an amusing one in. This was emailed to me this week, and I played it, and I just burst out laughing. It's not probably not one of the clearest reversals, but the message of it is hilarious. It's actually the Star Trek computer, which is appropriate for the program tonight.
Transfer complete.
Actually, I forgot what the reversal says. Let's play it.
Yes,
oh, yeah, it's not all that clear. It says, give him a good time.
Yes,
No, it's
is
not.
Murder,
no, yeah, that's okay. The first one I would say. Yeah. I don't think it's that clear.
I know. You're quite right. As soon as I played it, I knew that wasn't there. Okay. All right.
All right. Back to the phones. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Hi, Art and David. This is Rex from Green Bay.
Hi, Rex.
David. What do you recommend for a person to start getting involved with reverse speech?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I suggest that, first of all, you get a hold of a reversing machine, which we sell at my office. You can call 1-800-669-5789. Get hold of my book, which we also sell, and if you're serious about it, I've been training people in reverse speech now for about 10 years. I have a year-long training program, one weekend a month, that I begin every year in San Diego, but the training program is now available as a correspondence course, so you can roll in and learn how to do it correctly, and you'll become certified at the end of a year. The first step, obviously, is to get a machine, and you can get them through us.
Oh, okay. How much is a machine?
We have three models available. One starts at $17. That's what's called a yak back. It's a little toy. And it goes right up to the top-of-the-line machine, which is $225. And that's the top-of-the-line Iowa. It is their best model that records in perfect stereo. It has a speed control, so you can slow it down and speed it up. My staff, my office will be manned as of 5 o'clock this morning. I was anticipating a fairly bit. That's 5 o'clock California time, so 1 hour from now. I was anticipating a rush after this broadcast.
So in other words, at 5 o'clock, in about an hour and 17 minutes, your office will be open.
Yes, it will.
Wow.
Well, I anticipated a rush, of course, from this program, and my staff are anxious at the bit to take the calls.
All right.
Art,
as of an hour.
Art?
Yes.
You mentioned on getting a copy of this broadcast.
That's right.
Okay. How do you identify it when you call up?
As the David Oates program that aired tonight.
Okay, now...
How's that?
Is that the 7th?
It's the 6th going into the 7th. Both, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Well, thanks a lot. It's been an honor talking to both of you.
Okay, take care, and thank you very much for the call. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
I got a question for David, if he's ever done a reverse speech in another language.
Ah, good question. Yes, I have. I've still got to do more work on it to state with certainty. I've just finished training a student from Germany. She came out and trained under me for 2 years, and she's actually back in Germany lecturing now. And in point of fact, I just had my first article published in a major German magazine. Mind you, I can't read it. It's in German. But essentially what we've found out is that the language that you are thinking in at the time of speaking is what the reversals will be in. Now, that's just a general rule of thumb. So if you're speaking in English but thinking in German and translating in your mind, the reversals will be in German, the language that you're thinking in. But we need to do a lot more work into that whole area. Obviously, I've just researched in English. So.
All right. All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Good morning, Art. Hi, David.
Hi. How are you, sir?
I'm doing real good. First of all, I'd like to say hello to my brother, TV preacher Kenny, who's listening. And David, what a can of worms you have opened.
Haven't I indeed? Just a simple Aussie born in the outback, you know. Just amazing what trouble you can get into. It's a can of worms. Yes, it is. Some people call it a Pandora's box. And
and a lot of people would are hoping like crazy it's not real, but I've got news for everyone. It certainly is. There is no doubt in my mind or my associates' mind that this is a very real technology. And anyone, and I've got a growing number of professionals and academics who are starting to come behind me now, and hopefully this broadcast tonight will get even more people in. Interested. Yeah, we need this so bad. We're all looking for truth, and this is a way that we can find it.
Well, you definitely have me convinced. And what's it going to take to keep you quiet? I mean, they already tried burning down your house.
Well, I don't want to get into that discussion. I'm a researcher. I've found a technology. I have a moral obligation to take this as far as it needs to go. You know, hopefully if I can get some interest and some support, we can get ourselves into a little bit more secure position than what we're in now.
Well, you definitely have my interest up, and I wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, caller. First time caller line, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Hi, Art. Hey, I just wanted to say, I remember one time you said that you wouldn't believe in aliens unless one kicked you in the shin.
That's right.
Well, I don't know about you, but I just felt like one just kicked me in the shin.
Well, yeah, you can't listen to all of this without feeling that way. There's no question about it. And this is not quite getting kicked in the shin physically, but it's as close as you're going to get, I think.
And also, I've always been a little bit cynical about the government, but I'm a lot more cynical right now. And and I think with programs like this, I think that this just takes a lot of the trust and the belief in the government and what's going on. And I just hope there's some way that all the Americans that are listening right now can affect NASA in some way,
right,
from putting pressure on the legislators to really put some pressure on NASA. But right now, Art, my mind is so blown. I swear that I don't know how many cigarettes I've smoked just trying to calm myself down. But
yeah.
I'm thoroughly amazed, and I just want to say God bless you and God bless David there. Oh wow, you guys are just amazing, and I'm just so blown away that that's really all I can say, and
yeah.
I just got to get going.
All right, thank you.
I understand how he feels. I tell you what, since my house burned down 2 months ago, my whole life has been turned upside down. I've seen things that I used to read about in conspiracy books, and here I am living it.
I hear that.
It's just, I'm shocked. I really am. You know?
East of the Rockies, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
I was wanting to know whether there's been any attempts at other species, that the sounds that the other species that make like childlike sounds, if possibly any of those have shown to have any more human type communication.
I guess you're referring about to animals, I guess. I've done no work with animals. I'm just working with, I've got enough on my mind with just humans right now. So I can't answer your question, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. And west of the Rockies, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Hi, this is Ken from KSFO Country.
Yes, sir.
And actually, this is the first time I've called the program. But it's a pleasure to talk to you, Art, and also David.
Thank you.
I've listened to David a couple of other times, and I wish to say that I'm very sorry that he had to suffer the loss of his home in defense of the truth. And I know how he must feel about that. I have one comment and a question. One comment about producing, the word producing or production, of the close-up, or whatever that was that he said.
Right.
Maybe we're reading too much into that. Maybe it just means that, you know, he was the vehicle through which this film was produced.
Oh, sure. I think I said it's only one reversal. You know, we don't really know what it means. If it's the only reversal I could find that would that might even possibly cast doubt on the authenticity of the video. Clearly his experiences are very, very real, and other than that I found no reversals to hint that the video was not real either.
Well, I think that this experience with Victor has convinced me more than anything else about the cover-up of Area 51, S4, S5, room-like, whatever you want to call these places out there.
Right.
Certainly we've seen that. Many books have been written about it. Of course, Willie Strieber has been quite a conversationalist when it comes to this. And so I have become more of a believer. And then to listen to your reports concerning the NASA people, I listened to that program, and I can only say that there is an incredible cover-up. There has to be.
There has to be.
I've got to agree. I don't see how anybody could come away from listening to those without being marked.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope this tape of this program gets distributed as far and as wide as possible. It's time for truth. We can't do this anymore. And they can't call themselves a public agency with the cover-up that's going on. It must change.
Now, another aspect of this is very interesting. For those of us that are interested in political truth, weighing the statements of our leaders,
right,
and ascertaining their honesty.
Right.
I think that's an incredible area that we should look at.
Right. Well, I don't think there's any doubt that what we're hearing is not the truth. It says the question in my mind is, how deep does the cover-up go?
Sure.
And what is behind the lies? And that gets pretty shocking. And maybe at some time I may devote a program just to playing some of those materials, but I'm not ready to do that yet.
That would be an interesting area, and I think the reason why is because when we have statements like something coming off the surface of Mars and blowing away one of our satellites, we have to pay attention to that.
Yes, we do.
And, of course, that fits in with some remote viewing, and I realize that you may not be real familiar with that, but that fits in with some remote viewing that has been done by several people.
Right.
And it's just interesting that those two things coincide.
Yeah.
And now, I guess the question on all this is where it leads. Are there other areas that this could be useful in? I mean, the price of truth in this case is $225 at the max.
Oh, correct. Well, that's just to get the equipment. There's a lot of training involved, too. You know, the examples I play on the air have been prepared. You know, I mean, by prepared, I mean the gibberish has been taken out either side, and so they are easy to hear. But finding them is the tough part, and that takes training. It takes me my course is 12 months long. It takes me 12 months to train someone to the point where I'm happy with their proficiency. It's like learning another language. It's got its own unique accent that takes, as I'm sure you've heard with these reversals, they sound different. And it takes a while to get trained to that. But sure, you can get started on $225. I've gotten people who have emailed me some amazing reversals that they've found just by buying the machines. But to become very proficient, to find the type of reversals I'm finding and playing on the air, it's not as easy as just running a tape backwards.
Now, are you using a computer processor to help you with this?
Oh, I would love to. I believe it's possible to develop computer programming that can automatically find the reversals. And, you know, we're still playing with sticks and clubs right now. And it's taken me 14 years to get to this level just with my ears. I've had a bit of help in this. I'm a ham radio operator, so I'm fairly used to hearing, Art would know what I mean when I say single sideband signals. They sound very similar to reversals, so I had a head start. But I think that we can get a computer program to find the reversals, and then we're really into some very serious business. And I would love if someone's got any ideas or funds to fund such a project, I would love to speak to them. And you can call me on my 1-800 number. Let me get that out one more time.
Yes, please do. I'm going to copy it down while you're saying it.
Okay, it's 1-800-669-5789. And I'll say it again, 1-800-669-5789. And there'll be someone at the office in an hour from now. We would love to speak with him.
Well, I want to thank you, Art, for having this man on the program as many times as you have. Obviously, both of you are committed to discerning the truth in many aspects, some of them kind of weird, but this one isn't weird. This one works.
Well, if it works for you, sir. I mean, to some people it's going to be weird. To some people, almost everything I do is weird. That's fine. I think that if you listen to the whole thing objectively, you had to come away with a feeling that something about all of this is absolutely real. Or you can be in denial. I don't know which.
Well, there's a lot of people in NASA that are apparently in denial.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I would totally agree. And unfortunately, the end result of denial is intense anger when you get confronted with the truth.
Yeah, and so my word to you, David, is get ready, because there are going to be some angry people.
I know. I've already taken precautions.
Very quickly, east of the Rockies, you're on the air with David. Hi.
Yes. Hello, Art. Hello, David.
Hi. How are you, sir?
Hi. This is Daniel, east of the Rockies. And I had a very interesting experience, because I was actually the recipient of one of those little flung-out, boy, this is a curious one, when you were doing a reverse speech analysis of the evening when Courtney Brown was being interviewed and mildly beaten up by Art Bell.
Mm.
And Whitley Strieber, around that time when
All right, we've got to make it quick. We're out of time here.
He was withholding information regarding the astronomer who was hoaxing him.
Yes.
And there was one that David came up with where he had Courtney Brown saying very clearly, "I will call the mystic."
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was in reference to, I am the attorney who faxed him the urgent demand that he call me immediately and not reveal the name. And I happen to know that I am not a mystic.
All right. On that note, we're going to have to end it. David, I want to thank you. We're out of time.
Thank you.
We're governed by the clock. We have no choice. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
You're going to have a very busy day, David.
I suspect that.
Be safe.
And you too.
Take care. All right. That's it, folks. We're out of time. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell. Good night.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.